was playing one of your old favorite songs from way back when. So take her rap, fellas, find her an empty lap, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I said hello, Dolly, well, what do you know? Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly, and I can tell, Dolly, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying, 'cause the band's playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her an empty knee, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I mean, hello, Dolly, what do you know, Dolly? It's so nice to have you back where you belong. I can tell, Dolly, you're looking swell, swell, Dolly. Yeah, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying while the band keeps on playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, have a little faith in me, fellas, Dolly will never go away again. Just feel that room swaying while that band is playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her a vacant knee, fellas, Dolly will never go away. Promise you never go away. Dolly will never go away. Again. Look out, old Dolly is back.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. In the way you look tonight, yes, you're lovely, with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. We'll be right back. wrinkles your nose. It touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography, don't know much trigonometry, don't know much about algebra, don't know what a sliding rule is for, but I do know what and what is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be, for maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta.
a nobody until somebody loves you. You're a nobody till somebody cares. You might be king, you might possess the world and its gold. Gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world is the same, you won't change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody until somebody loves you. So get yourself somebody to love. You're nobody until somebody loves you. You're nobody until somebody cares. You might be a king, you might possess all the world and its gold. The gold won't bring you happiness when you're getting old. The world is the same, you won't change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you are nobody until somebody loves you. So get yourself somebody. Grab yourself somebody. You are nobody, nobody until somebody loves you. You're nobody until somebody cares. You might be the king, you might even snatch all the world and its gold, but the gold happiness when you're getting old. The world, whole world's the same, you're never gonna change it. Change it as long as the stars shine above. You're nobody until somebody loves.
Pleasant, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood. It's time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV. Today, the Blue Claws take on the Brooklyn Cyclones. It's the final game of a six-game series between these two SAL Northern Division rivals, and a big game for Jersey Shore. Blue Claws 28-22, and a big game for Brooklyn, too. They're 26-24 on the season. Phillies affiliates, of course, the Blue Claws and Brooklyn, the Mets affiliate. And Jersey Shore enters today just one game back of the first-place Greensboro Grasshoppers in the SAL Northern Division. Greensboro will be in action at 1:05, same time as our game here in Asheville, North Carolina, against the Taurus, the Astros affiliate, who won the last two games in that series after Greensboro scored 38 runs in winning the first three. So the Blue Claws will be in Greensboro next week, and after today, just 15 games left in the first half. So Jersey Shore will either be tied, one back, or two back going into that series, a six-game set. And then after that series, which ends a week from today, only nine games remain in the first half. So pennant race baseball for Jersey Shore, who has won the last two games of this series. Won the first game, dropped the games on Wednesday and Thursday, and then winners on Friday and Saturday. Last night, a five-run Blue Claws first inning en route to an 11-5 win over Brooklyn on Saturday. Leandro Pineda had four hits and four RBIs. Cade Ferguson, his fourth homer of the season. Otto Kemp had two hits, two walks, and scored three. William Bergoya had a two-run double, and Justin Crawford extended his hitting streak tonight. Gage Crawford not in the lineup, has a day off here today. So a big night for the Blue Claws, 11 runs on 15 hits. In addition to five runs in the first inning, they scored three in the second and two in the third. They led 10-0 going to the top of the fourth inning and then cruised home from there en route to their 28th win of the season and the 101st regular season managerial win for skipper Greg Brodzinski. So Blue Claws 28-22, one game back of first place. Greensboro. Braden Foston starts today for Jersey Shore, 5-0 with a 2.93 ERA, and Cade Morris will start for Brooklyn. He is 1-0 with an ERA of 1.64 on the season. For Foston, his first appearance of the series, but not for Morris, who pitched on Tuesday. Five innings, three hits, two runs, one earned, walked three, and struck out two. Blue Claws won that game 5-4. That was the game where Nick Morabito tied it in the seventh inning with a home run off Gene Cabrera on Cabrera's 101st pitch thrown that night. So that tied the game. Blue Claws ended up tacking on two late runs and won it 5-4. But Cade Morris pitched well in that ball game. He's a 21-year-old right-hander out of the University of Nevada, third-round pick of the Mets in 2023. So Jersey Shore 14-2 in this ballpark since May 1st, including 3-2 this week, 19-7 at home on the season. Their 731 home winning percentage is fourth best in the minors. Omaha, the Royals affiliate, is 19-5. And Jersey Shore's 2.73 home ERA is eighth best in the minors. And that's in the minors of 120 teams. Down east, the low-A affiliate of the Rangers is at 2.01. Blue Claws 9-15 on the road with a 5.15 ERA. They'll need to pitch better this week in Greensboro, where that series will go a long way in determining who wins the SAL Northern Division first half title. That half ends on June the 20th, and then Friday, June 21st, starts the second half of the season. This year, if you're wondering, the Sally League Championship will be determined in a Northern Division stadium. So last year, remember, the Blue Claws, had they beaten Hudson Valley, would have played one game here against Greenville and then two games in Greenville to close out the season and the title. Greenville ended up beating Hudson Valley to win the championship last year. But this year, it flips back and will be decided in a Northern Division stadium. So if the Blue Claws do in the first half, they would actually have home field games two and three at home in both the first round and the championship series. Here's some notes on a few Blue Claws, and then we'll do the pitching preview. Otto Kemp, who had the game-winning RBI triple on Tuesday, two more hits last night, 21 for his last 57. That's since May 14th. In that stretch, four doubles, four triples, eight walks, and three stolen bases. And he's played extremely well since returning to Jersey Shore from his rehab assignment beginning of the year with Clearwater. He's at 331 on the season. He had two walks last night. He has six walks in this series. So on base percentage this series over 600 for Otto Kemp. Leandro Pineda will bat third today. He had four hits and four RBIs last night. The second game by a Blue Claw in which a player had at least four hits and at least four RBIs since Jersey Shore became a high-A affiliate in 2021. That was last year, June 14th, at Wilmington. Rickson Wingrove went 4-for-6 with two homers and drove in six. The previous Blue Claw to have a double four game, four hits, four ribbies, was Derek Hall, who was 4-for-6, two homers and seven RBIs on August 23rd, 2017 at Hagerstown. And that was the day he broke the Blue Claw single-season franchise home run record. Hendrick Nava does the catching today. He'll bat in the cleanup spot. Three hits and a home run on Tuesday with his wife and daughter in town. for the week. 17 for 44 with a home run, 5 doubles, 8 ribbies for Nava since May the 4th. Henry Mendez had the base hit and a sack fly last night. He's 14 for his last 46 and has played very well. William Bergoya, who had 2 hits last night, is hitting .333, 23 for 69. Since April 30th, he was hitting just .145 going into that ball game. So a lot of really hot hitters in this Blue Claws lineup. At one point yesterday, they had 4 hitters in a row. Kemp, Pineda, Nava, Mendez hitting over .300, although Mendez ended up going hitless in his last 3 at-bats last night, dipped below at .297 going into today. But it's exceedingly rare when you have that many guys hitting over .300 these days in a minor league lineup. The Blue Claws have really been swinging the bats well, hitting .277, best in the Sally League, in fact, since the beginning of May. Let's do the pitching preview. That's brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus at RWJ Barnabas Health. Life is better healthy. Braden Fosnott for Jersey Shore, 24-year-old southpaw from Danville, Pennsylvania, went to Westchester University, and he's had a really good year. Signed with the Phillies in 2022. Clearwater last year, this year 5-0-8 starts at 2.93 earned run average. 43 innings, 35 hits. He has walked 14. He has struck out 42 on the season. 2 games back at Hudson Valley, gave up 8 runs in 4 1/3 innings. 9 hits, 2 homers, and saw his ERA jump from 1.38 up to 3.16. But then last time, he was outstanding. Last Sunday at Aberdeen, 6 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, and he struck out 5. He'll be on the mound today, his first appearance of the week. Cade Morris makes his second appearance of the week. As we said before, he pitched on Tuesday, 5 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned, walked 3 and struck out 2. With Brooklyn on the year, 2 earned runs in 11 innings. Gave up 1 run in 6 innings against Hudson Valley back on May 22nd. He began the year with St. Lucie, their low-A affiliate, where he was 0-3 with a 3.63 earned run average in 34 2/3 innings there with 38 strikeouts and 11 walks. Morris went to the University of Nevada, pitched there for 3 seasons, and the Mets took him in the 3rd round in 2023. The big game in the Sally League that we're going to follow for you today is Greensboro and Asheville. Greensboro enters the day 1 game up on Jersey Shore, 3 games up on Brooklyn. Greensboro 29-21. They played exclusively a Southern Division schedule. They would actually be in first place in the South by 1 game over Rome, who's 28-20. That looks like a 2-horse race. Rome is 2 games up on Bowling Green. Winston-Salem in 3rd place is 5 games back. Rome, which includes former Blue Claw Nick Ward, is winners of 7 games in a row. Elsewhere in the Philly system today, the Phillies themselves are in action at 7:10 tonight against St. Louis at Citizens Bank Park. Taiwan Walker 3-1 against Lance Lynn 2-3. Lehigh Valley will send David Buchanan to the mound at 1:05. Buchanan 4-3 on the season. They are in Columbus, Ohio. Reading is in Hartford, and Robinson Pina will start that game for the Fighting Phils. That's a 1:10 game. Hartford, the Rockies affiliate, and then Clearwater is playing a big game today against Lakeland. It's 1-1 with Lakeland batting in the top of the 5th. The Threshers are 2 games up on Lakeland in the FSL West. And if Clearwater wins today, they'll be 3 up over Lakeland with 15 games left to play in the first half. But if Lakeland were to win that game, then the Threshers would be just 1 game up and they would not have the tiebreaker, I don't believe, against Lakeland. But either way, it's either 1 up or 3 up for Clearwater after today. So that's a big game in the FSL. Jordan Byers, who had 3 home runs on Thursday for Clearwater, has hit his 7th home run of the season for the Threshers run. But Lakeland got a run back in the top half of the 4th. Jonathan Petit, who was with the Blue Claws earlier this year and did not pitch well, is making his 9th appearance with Clearwater this season, and Petit is in relief right now of starter Brendan Beckel, who gave up 1 run in 3 2/3 innings since his first start of the season. So we're just waiting here for the Blue Claws to take the field. Braden Fosnott will be on the mound today for Jersey Shore in the final game of this six-game series. It's actually the last of 12 meetings between these two teams at Shoretown Ballpark this season. Hard to believe that Brooklyn will not be back here after today, June the 2nd. Unfortunately, that is, in fact, the case. They will still play 15 times over the rest of the season, and all 15 of those will be up on Coney Island, June 18th through the 23rd. That series wraps around the end of the first half and at the start of the second half. And then Brooklyn will be back there for three games, June 19th, 20th, and 21st. And then at near the end of the year, August 20th through 25th, Brooklyn will be in Brooklyn as well. One little lineup tweak today. William Bergoglio will lead off. So Justin Crawford gets a rare day off, so he's not in there. And with Justin out of the lineup today, he's fine. He'll start Tuesday in Greensboro. William Bergoglio will serve as the leadoff hitter. Bergoglio this season has only hit 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th. He has not hit above the 5 spot in the order, but he will hit leadoff today for Jersey Shore. So, and why not? As we said, he's been playing very well, hitting .333 in 69 events since the beginning of May. It'll be Bergoglio, Kemp, and Pineda, 1-2-3 for the Blue Claws. Blue Claws taking the field right now. Braden Foss, not the left-hander. Will take the mound. Blue Claws about to play a very big game. They could pull even with Greensboro with a win and a Greensboro loss today. We'll see. For Fosnon, it's his third start against Brooklyn. He pitched 6 innings, 2 hits, 1 run on April 16th. Got the win. Got a no decision on April 21st. The back end of that same series gave up 1 unearned run over 4 innings in that ball. Jersey Shore and Brooklyn coming up next from Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood. Back after this, ValleyLiveBlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now.
Elms Elementary School with the national anthem. Time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball here on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV. From high atop Shoretown Ballpark, I'm Greg Giambarisi. Good afternoon, everybody. And thanks for spending part of your Sunday with us. Blue Claws 28-22 through the first 50 games of the season. Brooklyn 26-24. The Mets affiliate, of course, the Cyclones. Blue Claws Phillies affiliates. Braden Foss 5-0 with a 2.93 ERA. And Cade Morris on the mound for Brooklyn, who's allowed 2 earned runs in 11 innings so far this year with the Cyclones. Game 6 of 6. Blue Claws have won 3 of the first 5, including the last 2. 11-5 winners last night, led 10-0 after 3 innings. And they have won 6 of 11 with Brooklyn so far this season. Big game because coming into the day, the Blue Claws just 1 game back of first place Greensboro in the SAL North. Brooklyn themselves only three games back and 16 games left to play, including today. Greensboro's in Asheville. They'll get started in just a few minutes. Braden Foster on the mound for Jersey Shore, the left-hander from Danville, Pennsylvania. And he'll face this Brooklyn lineup. Nick Morabito leads off in left, and Nick LaRusso in third. William Lugo's in short, batting third. Then Stanley Consuegra in center. Wilfredo Lara is the DH. He bats fifth. Chris Sueros at first base, and Hood sixth. Batting seventh and playing second base, Mateo Gill. And it's catcher Christian Prenchant batting eighth. And batting ninth in right field is Karell Paz. The lineup brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health. Local facilities including Community Medical Center at Toms River and RWJ Barnabas Health Behavioral Health Center at Toms River. Monmouth Medical Center in Long Branch. Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus right here in Lakewood. RWJ Barnabas Health is New Jersey's most comprehensive academic health system and proud to be the official health care provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. To learn more about what RWJ Barnabas Health can do for you, visit rwjbh.org. So Braden Fosnott on the mound today, 6'3", 236-pound left-hander, 24 years old, from Danville, Pennsylvania, went to Westchester University, and he is in his first full season with Jersey Shore, pitching clear one last year, signed with the Phillies in July of 2022. Here's Nick Morabito, overcast skies, first pitch outside, and the count one ball and no strikes. So we're underway. The game time temperature is 82 degrees. Overcast skies, wind blowing out towards center. 1-0 is lined in the air towards left center. That's a base hit over the head of the shortstop, Bergoglio. So Morabito, who was 0 for 8 the last two games, picks up his eighth hit in 23 at bats in this series. He's at first, nobody out, and then he'll bring up third baseman Nick LaRusso. LaRusso at 277, home runs, 27 RBIs for the former University of Maryland Terrapin and Villanova Wildcat. LaRusso, ninth round pick for the Mets in 2023. So the two Knicks have hit 1-2 in all six games in this series for the Cyclones. Fosnott out of the stretch. And here's the first pitch. It's a little bit, it's in there for a call. Strike thought maybe low, but in there, nothing at one. Plate umpire is Christian Arguesa. And the base umpire today is Shea Graham. Otto Kemp, the second baseman, up near the bag. Bergoglio, the shortstop, over in the hole, the right-handed batter. Pineda holds on Morabito. It's a definite threat to steal, and he's going. Pitch is lined the other way, and a base hit over into right center. Morabito turns around second. He'll go to third. So back-to-back base hits, and that a perfectly executed hit and run as Brooklyn set up with runners on the corners and nobody out here in the top half of the first. Defensively for Jersey Shore, lines up like this. Troy Schreffler in left. Center fielder is Emarion Boyd. Right fielder, Cade Ferguson. Zach Arnold at third. William Bergoglio at short. Otto Kemp at second. Leandro Pineda at first. And Andrick Nava behind the plate. So Morabito, who has 13 stolen bases this year, was on the move on the pitch. And LaRusso hit it right into the vacated spot behind Kemp, the second baseman, and out into right center. So first and third, nobody out. And Lugo swings through a fastball, nothing at one. Lugo had 168, two home runs, and 19 runs batted in so far this season. So the Blue Claws, one game back of Greensboro. The Claws have had as big a lead as a game and a half, and they've been as far back as 4.5. That one is high. And we count one ball on those strikes. A far cry from last year, where if you remember, the Blue Claws got off to bad starts in both halves. And at one point, we're down 8 games in each half before rallying. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. A fastball. And it's 1-2. Last year, Jersey Shore 8 back in the first half. They cut Hudson Valley's lead to a half game and ended up falling short and seemed poised to go in the second half and then got off to another bad start. We're 8 games back and then stormed back to win on the last day of the season. Here's the 1-2. Check swing, he might have gone, and he did, strike three. So Lugo punched out by the plate umpire, Christian Arguesa, and that's one away for a strikeout for Fosnott, and now you have Stanley Consuegra coming up for Brooklyn, and if Braden can get a ground ball here, then Jersey Shore can get out of this inning unscathed. Brooklyn still with runners at first and third, and one out for Consuegra. A 23-year-old from Santo Domingo. And the first pitch is a two-seamer outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Gilbert Gomez, the manager for Brooklyn. He managed Port St. Lucie last year. He is coaching at third. And John Vaughn, the bench coach, is coaching at first. 1-0. And that's on the inside corner with an easy strike. A fastball from Fosnot. And the count 1-1. Fosnot, Jordan Disson. Catcher's not in there today. And outfielder Troy Schrafter is playing left field today. All grew up big Philly fans. Cool to have those guys around. Thrown at first by Fosnot, not in time. And they checked on LaRusso. You know, you don't see too much of that here. I guess largely because you get a lot more players from the South and the West than you do from the Northeast. It has happened before, of course. Jesse Biddle comes to mind. And the 1-1, that one a little high. Biddle was a first-round pick of the Phillies in 2010 from Philadelphia. Made the big leagues. Had a nice career, but bounced around to a few different organizations. I think he played in Korea last year and then recently retired. Two balls, one strike on Consuegra. First and third, one out. No score, top of the first. Runner goes. Pitch, swing and a miss. Now, but throws through from one knee. Not in time. Kemp fires home, and the tag is not in time. A lunging tag by Nava. Morabito dove in, and that'll be a double steal, and Greg Brodzinski is going to argue. What Bull is going to say is that the tag by Nava, I think, clipped, or Bull thinks maybe it clipped Morabito in the foot before he touched the plate. I don't know why Nava tried to throw that one through, though, because that was always going to be very difficult. And Bull will head back to the Blue Claws first base dugout. It was a big jump for LaRusso. So because of that, they had very little chance of throwing him out. Not to mention, you know, he threw from one knee, which might have been his only chance to get rid of it quick enough in time to get it there. But at the same time, you know, he just couldn't get as much on the throw as he wanted. Two and two on Stanley Consuegra. And the pitch is cut on and missed. Took something off strike three. Nava almost threw it around the horn thinking it was the third out, but it's only the second out of the inning. So Brooklyn a 1-0 lead on the double steal. Morabito gets credit with a steal of home, his 14th stolen base. And LaRusso steals second, his fourth of the season. Just looking at the replay in the system that we have, you know, we just don't have an angle that would show when Nava got the tag. But if it's when I think it did, he was no question safe. Swing and a miss by Wilfredo Lara at a high fastball. The count nothing and one. So it's Brooklyn who takes the lead. Blue Claws have scored in the first inning frequently in this series. They scored five yesterday, three on Friday, one on Thursday, two on Wednesday. Scored in the first inning each of the last four games. Fastball high, and the count 1-1. The only Brooklyn starter to prevent the Blue Claws from scoring in their first turn at bat was Cade Morris, who is on the mound today. 1-1 on Wilfredo Lara. And already kind of an important sequence here. Pitch, swing and a miss. Sinker ball from Fosnot, and the count is 1-2. So Brooklyn leads it 1-0. And this pitch for Fosnot will be his 17th pitch of the first inning. Left-hander from Danville, Pennsylvania. Blue Claws will have Bergoglio, Kemp, and Pinedo top of this order here in the bottom of the first. Runner, big lead at second. That's LaRusso, and the pitch here is low for a ball, and the count even at 2-2. Blue Claws need a win to, which would put themselves no worse than one game back of Greensboro going down there for a six-game series that starts Tuesday. 2-2 on Wilfredo Lara. Here it is. It is inside and high. Fastball just missed. And that runs the count full to 3-2. two strikes. That Greensboro-Asheville game is delayed right now by rain, so we'll let you know if that changes, but right now they are delayed by rain. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string. Got him. Strike three. Brooklyn does take the lead, though. They score one run on two hits, no errors, and they leave two men on base. We have played half an inning, and it's Brooklyn nothing. The Blue Claws coming to bat. Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark, we head to the bottom of the first. Blue Claws, who have scored in the first inning each of the last 4 days, trailing 1-0, one run, two hits in that first inning for the Cyclones. Here's William Bergoglio, ripped the first pitch on a line to first, but snagged out of the air, ankle high by Chris Suero. And there's one up and one down. Bergoglio at 247. Going into that at bat was 2-for-4 last night, but lines out to end or start the bottom half of the first. Here's Otto Kemp now, 331, third best in the league, takes that one inside, and the count is one ball and no strikes. Two homers, 18 ribbies for Kemp, was 2-for-3 with two walks last night. And Cade Morris is pitched out and outside at 94, a fastball, and it's 2-0. Bergoglio at short, Kemp at second, Pineda at first. Then it's Andrick Knob with the catcher, and Henry Mendez the DH. Amari and Boyd is in center, bat sixth, and Cade Ferguson right field. Fastball called strike. Batting eighth and third is Zach Arnold. Batting ninth in left field for the Blue Claws is Troy Schreffler. The lineup brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Hill. Here's the 2-1, had a bouncer to short, right at William Lugo. And he throws over to first, gets Kemp by a step, and that's out number two. Going to bring up Pineda. Leandro, 308 on the year, five homers, 30 RBIs. Blue Claws were one Henry Mendez hit yesterday away from having their 2, 3, 4, 5 hitters enter today, all at 300. Mendez at 297. Pineda had four hits last night and four RBIs, and he takes outside for ball one. Leandro, 18 hits in his last 52 at-bats. 1-0, foul back. He has hits in the first inning of this series. Four of the five games. He's 4-for-5 this week in the first inning. Morris out of the University of Nevada from Modesto, California. And this one, looped down the left field line, slicing. It stays fair, base hit. But into around first, he's going to try. Morabito fires it in on a hop and not in time. An opposite field double for the white hot hitting Leandro Pineda. And he's at second base with two down here in the first. So Pineda 5-for-6 in the first inning this week. And here's Andrick Knob. The only day Pineda did not get a hit in the first inning was on Friday. The Plus didn't need a hit. They scored three runs in the first inning on Friday anyway. So here's switch hitting catcher Enrique Nava out of Cabimas, Venezuela. And the first pitch is high and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Nava's wife and daughter in town. First time in the U.S., and he's had a good series. Had three hits and a home run, in fact, on Tuesday, their first game here. And the 1-0, that's Anthony. He's a fastball, one ball and one strike on Nava at 317 on the year. Remember, he hit in the 220s last year. But he's made significant strides both at the plate and behind the plate as a catcher. Fouls that one back into the screen, one ball and two strikes. His improvement has been really good to see. He's been with the Blue Claws since the end of the 2022 season. He's here for a few weeks then. Actually, he was here for not more than a few weeks. He was here for a chunk of 2022 and then all of 2023. 1-2 pitch, down and inside. And it's 2-2. But, you know, he's still a young guy. He won't turn 23 until October. So, you know, really only this year where he's 22, would you say he's kind of about the league average age. In high A, 2-2 pitch, hard ground to the first, and it goes onto the glove of Suero, picked up by the second baseman, Gil, shovels to the pitcher, covering, and they get the out to retire the side. So Morris got over to cover, Suero misplayed it, it'll go 3-4-1, they just get Nava, and the inning is over. Pineda was not going to score, he had stopped at third. But the inning is over. No runs on a hit, no errors, and a man left. 1-0 Brooklyn to the second on Valley Live, Hoopla.com, and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Braden Fosnot mag out there for Jersey Shore. We hit the top half of the second inning, and Brooklyn leads it 1-0. Going back to that last play in the first inning, it was a very close play at first base with a pitcher covering on what turned into a 3-4-1 putout, 3-4-1 on a ball that glanced off of Chris Suero's mitt. Nava slid at first. I don't know why he slid. That probably cost him, to be honest. Here is Suero. First pitch is high from Fosnot. And I'm a count one ball and no strikes. So Jersey Shore down 1-0. A double steal from Brooklyn scores the first run of the game. Swing and a miss, changeup. Morabito singled. He was at third. LaRusso had also singled, was at first. LaRusso stole second, and on the throw home, they get the, or on the throw to second base, the run, Morabito comes in from third as Suero yanks that one foul behind the plate, and the count is one ball, two strikes. Boston making his ninth start of the season, third against the Blue Claws, against the Cyclones, excuse me. Pitched twice in the first series when these teams squared off third week of April. There's the 1-2. Yeah, that's fastball high, 88 miles an hour from Boston. The count, two balls, two strikes. Pitch well in that series, one run in 10 innings. And he's had a really good year, 5-0 with a sub-3 ERA, which would be sub-1.5 if not for that one outing a couple of weeks ago in Hudson Valley. Soft ground to first. Pineda was playing off the bag, and he steps on the base, no problem, to get Chris Suero, and one away. Schreffler, Boyd, Fergus, left to right of the outfield for the Blue Claws. Arnold Bergoya, Kemp, and Pineda, third to first, with Hendrick Nava doing the catching. Blue Claws in their Sunday yellows. They say Jersey Shore in blue across the chest, with a red number on the front and the back. And the sunglasses cap, which is light blue cap, sunglasses on the front with the yellow brim. Here's Mateo Gill. And he looks at a pitch inside. It's 1-1, no strikes. Gill, a right-handed batter, 11 hits in his last 37 at-bats at .239 overall in the year. 2 home runs and 7 runs batted in for Mateo Gill. Fosnot delivers, and it's down and inside for 2 balls and no strikes. Clearwater playing a big game today against Lakeland at BayCare Park in Clearwater. Threshers enter the day at 34-16. 2 games up on Lakeland with 16 to play. So Clearwater, if they win, they'll be 3 up. Here's a high pop behind the plate, and it should reach the seats. Nava gives it a look, but it's about, well, just 1 row back, in fact. And a young woman over there picks up the ball, hands it to a kid in a Phillies hat, and he's got a nice souvenir, and that kid gets a little ovation. Actually, it's her son, I think. Everybody gives that kid a nice little ovation. 2-1 on Gill. So Clearwater wins their 3 up if they lose their 1 up. So that's a big game there against Lakeland. 1-1, top of the 7th. Jordan Byers homered earlier for the Threshers run. Fly ball hit well but foul down the left field line. Gill a little bit out in front of it. Hooks and foul. 2-2. Jonathan Petit is throwing 3 scoreless innings in that game for the Threshers. Clearwater with just 5 hits. 2 by Byers, including the home run. Swing and a foul tip held by Nava. Strike 3. And down goes Gill for the second out of the inning. 4 strikeouts for Braden Fosnot. And that'll bring up Christian Pragin, the catcher. 2 out now, nobody on. The strikeout brought to you by Manhattan Bagel. The best days begin at Manhattan Bagel. Stop by for bagels made fresh in store every day. The traditional New York way. Boiled and baked with. Pragin at .135, 3 RBIs in 17 games, and he hits a bouncer up third foul, handled by his manager, Gilbert Gomez, third base coach. Bottom of the second, it'll be Mendez, Boyd, and Fergus, 5, 6, and 7 for the Blue Claws. Jersey Shore looking for a Sunday win. It would be 3 in a row, and it would be a 4-win week. 4 out of 6 if they can get it today, as Pragin swings over the changeup from Fosnot. And the count is nothing and 2. Fosnot rocks and deals for the 0-2 pitch. And it's Lil. 4 strikeouts already today for Braden. Of course, Blue Claws struck out 19 Cyclones on Friday. They had a chance for 20. Charles King was pitching, but the last out of the game, a fly out to left field. 1-2 is rolled up third foul, and it's still 1-2. King, if he had gotten that strikeout, it would have been 20 for the Blue Claws. That would have tied the 9-inning Blue Claws record. They finished 1 short. Fastball high. They did tie the 9-inning Blue Claws high A record, which, of course, only dates back to 2021. 1-0 Brooklyn, top of the second. And the 2-2 chopped to third, and that will kick just foul. So Christian Pragin stays alive. He went to Stetson in DeLand, Florida. 23 years old is Pragin. 10th round pick in 2023 by the Mets. Born the day after Christmas. And that one tip foul. Good at bat here by Pragin. He's fouled off a bunch of pitches. And stays alive. Counts still 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cyclones trying to hang in this pennant race as well as the Blue Claws are. Blue Claw's one back. Brooklyn is three back. This is a huge game for them. And that one tipped foul back in the screen. Still 2-2. For Brooklyn, it borders on a must win. Because if they lose today, they'll be at least three games back of Greensboro, and they will be three games back of the Blue Claws. It might be a big ask to pass both teams. Here's the 2-2. Swinging a slow roller, third base side of the mound. Fosnacht picks it up, turns, throws high, way off the bag. Pineda makes the catch, and the batter is safe, and that'll be an E1 on Braden Fosnacht. He had more time, I think, than he realized with the slow-footed catcher, Pregent, running. And, I mean, Pregent was still 30 feet from first base by the time that ball got to Pineda. And Pineda did help Fosnacht out, though, by making a really nice lunging grab. And had he not made that catch, it's possible, although maybe not Pregent, a slower runner, it's possible he could have gotten all the way to second base on E1 on Fosnacht. And here's Karel Paz, the right fielder, hitting 173 in 15 games, 9 for 52. Fastball in there for a strike, and the count nothing and one. Paz has two homers and five RBIs on the season. Left-handed batter from Cuba, Ciego de Avila, Cuba. Signed with the Mets in 2022. 0-1 the count. And that one cut on a miss, a breaking ball. And it's nothing and two. 1-0 Brooklyn, top of the second. They scored on a double steal in the first inning. With Morabito taking home and LaRusso stealing second. Pineda holds on Pregent. At first base, not a big lead. He's not going anywhere. 0-2 pitch. Curveball lined to short. Pass Bergoglio lunging after it. Couldn't get it. And it's in the center of base hit. Boyd up with it. Plays it back in. Pregent goes up 90 feet to second base. So Karel Paz extends the inning with a single at 97 miles an hour off the bat. And now it will be Nick Morabito. Morabito at 304 on the year coming in. His base hit put him at 313. That's in 20 games with Brooklyn. Hit 397 in 3 weeks with Port St. Lucie before getting called up to high A. Second round pick of the Mets back in 2022 from Gonzaga College High School in Washington, D.C. He's from McLean, Virginia. He has 8 hits in the series, and now he gets a chance here with 2 on and 2 out. And he lines this one the other way, lunging after it, making the grab is Otto Kemp. And that saves a run in the inning for Jersey Shore. Nice play by a lunging Otto Kemp off to his left to take the hit away from Morabito and retire the side. No runs, 1 hit, 1 error, 2 left. Bottom 2 coming up. It's 1-0 Brooklyn on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/children's health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Henry Mendez leading it off here for Jersey Shore. We hit the bottom half of the second inning. Blue Claws down 1-0. It'll be Mendez, Amarian Boyd, and Cade Fergus coming up for Jersey Shore. And then should someone reach Zach Arnold against Cade Morris, Ryan Hender out of the University of Nevada making his second appearance of the series. We'll see how long he goes. talk about that in a moment. Here's Mendez, and the first pitch lined up third foul. The count, nothing in one. And when I say that, the Mets have been very conservative this year when their pitcher, they have a five-man rotation, but on that Sunday start, swing and a miss by Henry and the count, nothing in two. So if you have that five-man rotation, because every Monday is a day off, you're still pitching on 5 days rest if you start Wednesday, Tuesday. Fly ball by Mendez the other way, pretty deep in the left field. Going back Morbido toward the track, and he's there to make the catch. So Mendez, who rarely hits fly balls, his fly ball rate was something like 15% the other day, flies out to left field here with the first out of the second. They'll bring up Imari and Boyd, the center fielder. If you pitch Wednesday, you'll come back on Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday, etc. But if you pitch Tuesday for Brooklyn, you're going to pitch Sunday, and that's what Morris is doing here. So you get one less day rest, and they've been very conservative on that four-day rest start. Boyd jammed, grounds one softly to Gill at second, throws Amarion out, one pitch, and one out, two away. Now they'll bring up Cade Fergus, who did homer last night. So last week, Jonah Tong was in that role for Brooklyn. He pitched last Tuesday against Hudson Valley and then last Sunday. And last Sunday, he only pitched two innings. So we'll see if that changes up here with Morris, if they let him go a little deeper, but we'll see. They did have to use a lot of bullpen innings last night as Fergus takes inside, one ball, no strikes. Cade at 239, four home runs, 16 RBIs. His home run is fourth of the year. Yesterday, fastball right down the middle of the strike. It's actually about a 2.5-minute home run because it hit the chain link fence over the padded wall in left field, but they ruled it initially that it was in play and then debated it, and the two umpires came together as Fergus takes a strike, 1-2. They debated it and determined correctly that it hit the chain link fence and then hit off the top of the padded wall. Anything off the chain link fence on a fly is a home run. And they reversed their original call. So then Fergus did get to complete his home run trot. But again, it took about 2 minutes. Here's the 1-2. Check swing. I think he went, and he did, strike three. Nice sweeping breaking ball from Cade Morris. So he gets his first strikeout and then retires the sun. So 1-2-3 inning for Cade Morris. We go to the third. It is 1-0 Brooklyn on ValleyLiveBlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Back inside Shortstown Ballpark, we hit the top half of the third inning. And the Blue Claws trailing Brooklyn 1-0. Nick LaRusso, William Lugo, Stanley Consueger, 2-3-4, due up here for the Cyclones. Today, of course, is Lou Gehrig Day, celebrated around baseball, Major League Baseball, and Minor League Baseball. And we're joined by Tom Libby from the ALS United Mid-Atlantic. There's LaRusso. And Braden Fosnott's first pitch is ripped foul down third. Formerly the ALS Association of Greater Philadelphia, Tom joins us. Tom, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing good, Greg.
Tom threw out.
Enjoying the game.
Tom threw out a first pitch earlier today. Threw a few of them, I saw. How'd that go?
I think I need some ice on my shoulder.
Nice. That one is low to LaRusso, who singled in, was part of that double steal, scored the only run of the game. He stole second, while Morabito stole home with the first. That one inside from Foster, out of the count, two balls and a strike. So Tom was diagnosed with ALS and is kind enough to join us on the air here today. Talk about the great work done by the ALS United Mid-Atlantic, 2-1, outside and low. Tom, tell us about that organization. Great. And how, what have they done to help you?
Well, I was diagnosed 3.5 years ago. And
3-1 pitch is popped up by LaRusso. First base side, Pineda there behind the bag in fair territory. Backs up a step and makes the catch. Go ahead, Tom.
And when my doctor gave me the diagnosis, I was kind of in a fog, not knowing much about ALS except for Lou Gehrig.
Here's William Lugo, takes down it inside. It's one ball, no strikes.
And they provided me with contact information.
And that one is low. So 2-0 here on right-handed hitting William Lugo.
And ALS United provided me with a lot of support.
Fastball in there for a strike.
From social work, home care, especially equipment.
Liner to third, snagged under the air by Arnold, caught it about knee high on his glove side. Two down. We're with Tom Libby representing ALS United Mid-Atlantic. Two out, nobody on for Stanley Benswagra. Yeah, that organization does so much great stuff. They, I know they do a ton of walks around here. When's their big walk in the fall? They just had it in May, in the spring, sorry, back in May. It's a great organization. And have you worked with them since your diagnosis?
I started getting more involved in advocating for research and money and services.
Foul back by Consuegra up here. And
over the past year. And we're making good progress promoting legislation to provide increased funding for research.
0-2 pitches outside.
And like I said, they really provided me with support.
And Swagger takes that one low, 2-2.
And especially education about the disease and making good progress as far as research.
2-2, swing and a miss, strike three. The website is ALSMidAtlantic.org. Tom, did you know the relationship between them and the Phillies?
Right.
Yeah, so that in 1984, Nancy Giles, the wife of Bill Giles, one of the Phillies owners at the time, had met Ellen Phillips, whose husband Alan had passed away from the disease, and they had met and hit it off, and Nancy Giles was instrumental in bringing the ALS Association to meet with the Phillies, and they met with Bill Giles and David Montgomery, and they started this relationship 40 years ago now, 1984. And at the time, you know, the organization was kind of struggling a little bit, and now it's one of the powerhouse ALS Association chapters from all over the country, and the Phillies have done an incredible amount of work in support of the ALS Association over the last 40 years.
Yeah, I'd like to thank the Phillies organization and the Bluegrass as well.
Again, the website is alsmidatlantic.org, and our guest, Tom Libby. Tom, it was a pleasure to meet you. Best of luck to you, and congrats on a great first pitch today.
Yeah.
I look forward to seeing you soon, okay? Thanks so much for joining us.
Running bases.
I can't
soon.
Wait to see it.
All right. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you. Tom, thank you so much.
All right.
Enjoy the rest of the day. So we'll keep it here. Cade Morris will be back out here for Brooklyn. Luclaw's trailing it 1-0 as we get set for the bottom of the third. Zach Arnold, Troy Schreffler, and William Bergoya for Jersey Shore. Arnold on the year at 234, two home runs and 16 runs batted in. Morris has retired four straight in a 1-2-3 second inning, including a strikeout of Cade Fergus to end the inning. So here's Arnold, and first pitch is skied high in the air, right side. Foul ground, Suero going back, coming over the second baseman, Gill. The right fielder comes in, paws, and he nearly slipped, but he made the catch in fair territory. The wind kept it fair, and Arnold is out. Paws nearly went down on that, tracking the fly ball, but he makes the catch and one away. That'll bring up the left fielder, Troy Schreffler, at 227, three homers, and 10 runs batted in. Schreffler back last week when the team was on the road off the injured list. He'd been down for about a week and a half, strained a hamstring, making a nice catch a couple of weeks back in the last homestand. Chopped to short, handled by Lugo, steps and throws, gets Schreffler, and two away. So Troy grounds out, two up, two down in the third. Six in a row set aside by Cade Morris, and that'll bring up the shortstop, William Bergoya, who hit a hot shot his first time and lined out to first base. So Bergoya, the batter, left-handed hitter, just 19 years old. And he takes a strike on the inside corner with nothing and one. He's the youngest Blue Claw. Two for four last night, including a two-run double in that five-run Blue Claw's first inning for Bergoya. 1-0 Brooklyn here. Curveball down and in soon. Clearwater has falling behind Lakeland today, 3-1. That game's going to the bottom of the eighth. And that one is in there for a called strike. And the count is 1-2. Threshers walked in a run and then gave up a sack fly. So if Clearwater loses that game, they'll be one up on Lakeland, 15 to play. And Bergoya jackknives out of the way of a slider inside, two balls and two strikes. The Asheville-Greensboro game, which is of interest to Jersey Shore, is still in a rain delay. Blue Claws are one game back of Greensboro. They will be down there on Bergoya. Grounds one foul down the first baseline. Blue Claws will be down there on Tuesday to start a six-game series. Idle Kemp would be next. 1-0 Cyclones, pitched by Cade Morris. Breaking ball way outside. And that runs the count full at 3-2. Blue Claws in there. Sunday yellows. Road grace for Brooklyn, and Bergoya pops it up. Left side. Out goes Lugo. In comes Morabito, who's got it. It's Lugo, the shortstop. Backpedaling in the left field to make the catch and retire the Claws. 1-2-3 for Cade Morris. We go to the top half of the fourth inning. It's 1-0 Brooklyn. We're listening to Blue Claws Baseball on Valley Live. BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts.
with the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Join the
cheese with the pork roll egg and cheese race, if you're wondering, and I know you were. He's three back of pork roll. Pork roll 11, cheese 8, egg 4 on the season. 1-0 Brooklyn. We start the top of the fourth here. It's Wilfredo Lara to face Braden Fosnock. And the first pitch is in there for a called strike. And the count is 0-1. Fosnott, who struck out Stanley Consuegra to end the third inning, has already struck out 5 Cyclones. That one misses. 1-1 on Lara, who was a strikeout victim himself back in the first inning. Clearwater back in the game. They were down 3-1. They're now down 3-2 as Raylan Heredia has homered with one out in the bottom of the eighth inning, his third home run of the season with the Threshers. So Clearwater down 3-2, bottom eight, as they play Lakeland today up down in Florida at BayCare Ballpark. Fosnott, the lefty from Westchester University. Here's the 1-1. Popped up foul, first base side. Fosnott did not play there with Nick, but Westchester, the same school where Nick Ward came from. Of course, signed with the Phillies last December, did Ward. And here's a high fly ball deep to left field by Lara. That's way back there. Schreffler turns around, watches that one sail out of here. Hits off a group of fans by one of the fire pits in left field. And the ball trickles back down the hill in the left field berm. Solo homer, second of the season for Wilfredo Lara. And Brooklyn's lead is 2-0. So Boston left one up over the plate. And Lara smokes it over the left field wall, 102 miles an hour off the bat, estimated distance of 366 feet. And it gives Brooklyn a 2-0 lead. Here's Chris Suero, and he takes out son. The count is 1-0. So Ward was not a teammate with Fosnott at Westchester. However, they were are teammates for the Adelaide Giants in the Australian League. That one low. Ward had been playing indie ball 2022 and had, through a mutual acquaintance with Chris Adamson, who's the manager of the Adelaide Giants and a coach in the Philly system, managed Blue Claws, in fact, in 2021, coach here in 2023. Now he's on the staff with Lehigh. They brought Ward out to Adelaide, and that one is low ball 4 to Chris Suero. For the 2022-2023 season in Australia, and all Nick did was basically be the MVP of the league. He was one of the best players in the league, and he was playing so well the Phillies signed him right around Christmas time of 2022, and he spent most of last year with the Blue Claws before a late season promotion to Reading. He had played a few years in the A system as well, so he was a minor league free agent and ended up signing with the Braves this year. Runner goes, pitch high, thrown to second by Nava on a short hop, and it kicks off the heel of Kemp's glove and rolls to the shallow center, and Marion Boyd races in, and Bergoya out. They keep Suero aboard at first. So a stolen base after the walk, and Gill with a one ball, no strike count already, 2-0 Cyclones. And that's the first walk allowed today by Braden Fosnott. So Nick's out there, and he had such a great time out there that in 2022-23 he went back, of course, and they won back-to-back championships in Adelaide, 2023 and 2024, and won this year. Here's a pop-up into right, not deep. Fergus in toward the line. He's there, makes the catch. Runner tags and bluffs. Good thing. Good throw by Fergus. Holds Gill, or holds Suero at second as Gill flies out to right field. One man away. So Ward goes back for his second year, and Fosnot joins him this season. Phillies have sent a few guys out there the last few off seasons. In fact, Andrick Nava, the battery mate of Braden Fosnot today, was also on that Adelaide team that won the ABL title in February. And, you know, it was a great experience for them. Fosnot, in fact, on his little team survey that all the players fill out, throw to second behind the runner, not in time, at the beginning of the season, put Adelaide, Australia as his dream vacation spot. He had such a great time down in Adelaide this past winter. Pitched in both of their playoff series. Runner has a huge lead off second. Fosnot looks him back, and Pregent fouls one back into the screen. And the count, nothing and one. Ward is with Rome right now in the Sally League, hitting 234. No homers, 20 RBIs. Last year with the Blue Claws, he had 270 with 8 homers and 22 steals. So off to a little bit of a slower start this season with Rome. And Fosnot steps back out. But, yeah, both guys went to Westchester, although Ward is a few years older, so they never played together in Westchester. But they did play together, Fosnot and Ward, in Adelaide this past offseason. High set for Fosnot. Runner darts off second, pitches outside, and it's one ball and one strike. Christian Pregent reached on an error by Fosnot on a bad throw to first base. On a comebacker back in the second inning, and that one way outside. Suero's 3-for-3 stealing bases, and he has gotten some huge leads there off second base. And Fosnot threw over once, but he does have one more throw, I believe, to keep that runner on during this plate appearance if he wants. That one high and outside, ball three. And I have a count 3-1 now on Christian Pregent. Karell Paz is on deck. That home run hit by Wilfredo Lara, the start of this inning, as we said, his second of the season, but he does have some pop. He had 14 homers with St. Lucie last year. 3-1. Here's the pitch, high and outside, ball four. Second walk of the inning for Fosnot, and it brings up the aforementioned Karell Paz, who is at 189 on the year. Here comes Brad Bergeson, the pitching coach, out to the mound to talk to Braden Fosnot. Blue Claws will be in Greensboro on Tuesday to start a key six-game series. And Mitch Newborn will get the start in that game on Tuesday. So Blue Claws will be in Greensboro this week. Then they will come home and play Wilmington beginning the 11th, whereas Greensboro will go to Winston-Salem. And then the final three games, Greensboro will be home to Hudson Valley, the Aggie affiliate, and the Blue Claws will be in Brooklyn. June 18, 19, and 20, you're wondering? So because of that, this is the last meeting of the half between Greensboro and Asheville. If they don't play, I don't know what their prognosis is, but if they don't play, then the game would be canceled, not made up, and the teams would play a different number of games. Here's Karell Paz, and he swings over a breaking ball, and the count nothing and one. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully they can get that game in, but right now they are delayed by rain. One out, runner at second is Suero, runner at first is Pregent, and the batter Paz, who had a base hit back in the second inning, left-handed hitter. Blue Claws will try to turn two. Swing and a miss. Nava throws behind the runner at second and throws it low. It hits off the foot of Suero, who's diving back into the base, and he's okay. Stayed on the base, and it's a harmless throw by Nava, but not his best throw. 0-2 the count on Carell Paz now. And time call. Now he steps back in. Blue Claws down 2-0 here, top half of the fourth inning, and a big game for Jersey Shore. 0-2, the count on Paz. High set for Fosnot, and the pitch is low. Nice block by Nava. Bounces a foot or so away from him, but he recovers no problem. And they're going to stay put. Fosnot up to 75 pitches already here through just 3 1/3 innings. And the pitch, breaking ball, grounded off first. Picked by Pineda on a short hop. Goes to second one. No throw to first. Bergoglio looked at it with Fosnot, the pitcher, covering, but they were not going to get Paz there. So it's a fielder's choice ground out, 3-6. For the second out of the inning, and now it'll be up to the dangerous right-handed hitting Nick Morabito. Morabito was up with 2 on and 2 out in the second inning and hit a liner to second base that was caught by Otto Kemp. Four and out, and Morabito's had a good series. 8 hits and 24 at-bats, 2 homers. He homered in the seventh inning on Tuesday on Gene Cabrera's 101st pitch. And then he homered leading off the game on Wednesday on Sam Aldegheri's second pitch. High set for Fosnot. And the first pitch here is lined in the air towards left center. Not deep. Schreffler coming on. Reaches out on the run. Makes the catch. And retires the side. That was trouble. Schreffler, a good play, a running grab, and the inning is over. Brooklyn has left 6 men on base through 4 innings. They do tack on the lead, though. 1 run, 1 hit, no errors, 2 left. Home run by Wilfredo Lara makes it 2-0 Cyclones. Bottom 4 on Mally Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
And the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Otto Kemp leading it off here for the Blue Claws. We hit the fourth. Jersey Shore down 2-0. Cade Morris back out there for Brooklyn, who needed to get 7 2/3 innings out of their bullpen yesterday as Kemp takes a slider in there for a strike of the count. 0-1. And they used 2 guys when they did it. Jonah Tang, the starter, lasted just a third of an inning, gave up 5 runs. Kemp takes that one inside. And it's 1-1. Fosnot will stay in to start the sixth for the Blue Claws. There's nobody throwing right now in the Jersey Shore bullpen down the line in right. 1-1 to Kemp, who came out of the day at 331, third best in the league. That's in there for a called strike. And the count is 1-2. They have a few guys available, Brooklyn does. that haven't pitched in a day or two, so they should be fine, but always tricky as Kemp takes outside when you only get one out from your starter, and they have to come back, especially day game the next day. 2-2 on Kemp. And the pitch, breaking ball, rolled up third, foul. Actually, almost the same thing for the Blue Claws, or similar for the Blue Claws, but they had to go through their bullpen yesterday, but they did it differently. Blue Claws did it by design. They had a bullpen game. Trey Dillard started and threw two perfect innings. Kemp popped this one up, got jammed, and pops it up behind the bag. And second, Mateo Gil backpedaling in the shallow right field to make the catch for the outs. It's the right fielder Paz came in. So a pop out by Kemp and one away for Leandro Pineda. Last night, Luke Loss used seven pitchers, including rehabbing left-hander Jordy Martinez. But today they'll have Daniel Harper available. He pitched an inning on Friday. Charles King, the same thing. Andrew Walling in a third Friday would be available too. Swing and miss by Pineda, nothing in one. Danny Wilkinson, I'm sure, will be one of the first ones in. He or Benoni Robles. Robles pitched one inning Thursday, Wilkinson two. This one ripped down the right field line by Pineda, but foul. So the Blue Claws are fine. They have five available relievers for today's game, and then everything will reset a bit, kind of take a step back and after the game on Friday, or after the game on Sunday, of course, with the day off. On Monday, here's the 0-2 to Pineda. Breaking ball hit high in the air to center. Playable. Consuegra backs up a few steps. He's got 20 feet before he gets to the track and puts it away. A two-handed catch for the backpedaling Consuegra. Two down for Enric Nava, the catcher. Well, Blue Claws had 15 hits yesterday. I have not swung the bats as well today, but obviously credit Cade Morris, who's very good. He came into the day having allowed just one run in 11 innings and two starts with Brooklyn. He pitched very well, in fact, in the first game of this series on Tuesday. As Nava swings at the first pitch and fouls it off third base side. No balls, one strike. Nava grounded out. A 3-4-1 putout, in fact, for Nava in his first time up. Back in the first inning. Breaking ball, strike, backdoor slider. And the count is nothing in two. Brooklyn 2, Blue Claws nothing. Bottom of the fourth. And Cade Morris's pitch is lined the other way by Nava. Another base hit for Enric. That'll get him over 320 on the season. A single into left field. And Nava aboard at first with two out for Henry Mendez, the designated hitter. 18 for his last 46 is Enric Nava. And that'll bring up Henry Mendez, who flew out to left field his first time. That's just the second hit of the game for the Blue Claws. Pineda had the other one, a double in the first inning. And before that base hit, Cade Morris had retired 9 in a row. Mendez, big rip, fouls it back. And nothing at one. Morris only has thrown 44 pitches now. Fosnot, the Jersey Shore starter, 76 through his four innings. Nava won't be going anywhere here, and the pitch down at inside. Mendez backs away, 1-1. Mendez, one of the younger Blue Claws, 20 years old. He'll turn 21 till the fall. That went low. And it's two balls and one strike. Mendez, in fact, played all of last year in high A as a 19-year-old. He was in the Milwaukee system, played for their high A team in Wisconsin. Slow roller up first. I should say their high A team, Wisconsin. Timber Rattlers. Two and two on Mendez. Nava held it first. 2-0 Brooklyn, bottom of the fourth. And a check swing by Mendez. He went around the breaking ball in the dirt for strike three. Second strikeout for Cade Morris. No runs, one hit, and one left. We go to the fifth. 2-0 Cyclones on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that.
And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/children's health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Braden Fosnot will start the fifth inning here for Jersey Shore. Blue Claws down 2-0 in the final game of this six-game series at Shoretown Ballpark. Blue Claws have won three of the first five. Brooklyn won the first game, games two and three on Wednesday and Thursday. Blue Claws won the opener, and then on Friday and Saturday in front of two sellout crowds here at Shoretown Ballpark. Here's Nick LaRusso, is one for two. And the first pitch is a little bit low. So we do expect Danny Wilkinson to pitch today. He hasn't pitched since Thursday. And he and LaRusso teammates, that one in there for a strike at Villanova. And they still work out together in the offseason. LaRusso finished up his collegiate career, though, at Maryland, where he was a teammate of Troy Schreffler, the Blue Claws left fielder. And that one is low from Fosnot. Two balls and one strike. LaRusso, Lugo, Consuegra. And the fifth for Brooklyn, 2-3-4. That one at the knees, 2-2. Now, while Fosnot has given up two runs, he's gotten two big outs in key spots. And those are both Morabito, the leadoff hitter, Nick Morabito for Brooklyn, who is their best hitter, hitting over 300, hit 397 in low A before a promotion a few weeks ago and has eight hits in the series. Here's a liner, almost hit Fosnot, goes right over the back, picked in the backhand by Kemp, gets to his feet, throws the first for the out, one away. Oh, ball is smashed, 98 miles an hour by LaRusso off the bat. It nearly hit both Fosnot and second base. If it hit either one, it would have been a base hit. It hit neither one, and Kemp made a nice backhand play. So one up, one down for William Lugo. So Morabito came up with two on and two out in both the second inning and the fourth. In the second inning, he lined out to second base, and in the fourth inning, he flew out to left field. And that fastball misses high from Fosnot. And the count 1-0 on William Lugo, right-handed batter. Struck out and lined out. If you heard some dogs barking, today's bark in the park. Foul back up here by Lugo at a play. And it's one ball, one strike. Today's bark in the park day. So because of that, obviously you have a lot of dogs in the stadium, and they play the doorbell over the PA system. That's in there for a strike. And the count 1-2. One thing that if you haven't seen that we do urge you to check out, we do it every Sunday, the Phillies minor league report. Swing and a miss. Good pitch by Fosnot. Change up, strike three. Gets Lugo. Sixth strikeout for Fosnot. Two out, nobody on. So I do a little thing on the Blue Claws, of course. Josh Berber does a little report on Clearwater. Jake Starr on Redding. And Sam Jelinek on Lehigh Valley. And you'll see it on the Phillies Player Development Twitter account. You'll see it on the Blue Claws and on the Twitter accounts of all the affiliates. So just go to twitter.com. Here's a fly ball by Consuegra deep out in the left field. Schreffler turns around, watches it go. A home run over the Chick-fil-A cow and onto the concourse behind the left field wall. Consuegra's seventh home run of the season, his second home run of the series, and it's 3-0 Cyclones here in the fifth. That one was an absolute no doubt about it blast for Stanley Consuegra. It's his 35th home run as a Cyclone. He had 23 last year, 7 this year, and 5 back in 2022. He just destroyed that ball. It was a fastball up middle of the zone, and it left the bat at 109 miles an hour. 393 feet for Consuegra, right over the Chick-fil-A cow. Here's a fly ball by Lara, not deep though, into left center. Boyd and Schreffler coming together. Wick pushes it back a bit. Schreffler the call and the running catch to retire the side. But Consuegra destroyed that baseball. And Brooklyn has extended their lead to 3-0 as we go to the bottom of the fifth on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up.
Marriott Boyd leading it off for the Blue Claws, bottom of the fifth. Cade Morris's fastball at the knees, a strike. And the count, nothing and one. 3-0 Cyclones. Stanley Consuegra's home run is seventh of the season. Boyd grounded out his first time, and he can't check a swing at a slider. And the count, nothing and two. Boyd could use a hit. He's 4 for his last 42, and down at 197 on the year. Benoni Robles swarming in the bullpen. Boyd swings and misses, strike three. So he's down on three pitches. Third strikeout for Morris, one away in the fifth. And that'll bring up right fielder Cade Fergus. What I was saying before the home run, that inning ended quickly. The Phillies minor league report, we do it every Sunday. Radio announcers from Clearwater, Redding, Lehigh Valley, and myself from here at Jersey Shore. Here's Cade Fergus, and he takes inside ball one. So you'll see it on the Twitter accounts of each team. Check it out. A little, 2 minutes per team gives you a good update of things around the system every Sunday morning. Fastball outside to Canada, the count 2-0. Fergus hit a home run last night, his fourth of the season. He struck out swinging in the second inning. Zach Arnold is on deck for Jersey Shore. And that breaking ball from Morris down and outside. 3 balls and no strikes. This will be the last inning for Cade Morris. They have action in the bullpen. I believe that's Dakota Hawkins. And that one is Anthony's for a strike on the inside corner. Kate thought it was a ball, but it is called a strike, and the count is 3-1. 3-0, Brooklyn. Morris misses way outside. That is definitely ball four. Blue Claws have just their third base runner, and that'll bring up Zach Arnold. Clearwater was trying to rally against Lakeland, and that actually will do it for Cade Morris. Here comes manager Gilbert Gomez, and they're going to the bullpen. So Morris will not leave qualified for the win. He finishes at 55 pitches, but did his job. Two hits, no runs, one walk, struck out three. He's obviously responsible for Fergus at first base. But a good outing for him. And again, the Mets have been, historically this season, the Mets have been conservative with their pitchers working on 4 days rest on Sundays that go Tuesday, Sunday. So only 55 pitches for Morris, but he pitched very well. And now Adam Lynn, the hitting coach, holding court with Zach Arnold, Troy Schreffler, William Burkoy, the Blue Claws' next three hitters, to go over the scouting report on the new Cyclones pitcher. Clearwater was down 3-1 going to the bottom of the eighth. They got a home run by Raylan Heredia to make it 3-2. Then they gave up four runs in the top of the ninth, 7-2. And now it's 7-3 as Nikhal Buaga-Grego had an RBI double. But Clearwater down to their final out in that ball game. If they lose that game, they'll only be one game up on Lakeland with 15 games left to play. So it's Jake Stevenson, the new pitcher for Brooklyn. Stevenson is a 6'4 right-hander from Waconia, Minnesota, 27 years old, originally drafted by the Reds in the 10th round 2019 out of the University of Minnesota. And this will be his seventh appearance at Brooklyn this year. He's allowed 10 hits and 8 runs in 6 2/3 innings. Pitched in this league last year with the Pirates in Greensboro and actually had a good year. 5 earned runs in 24 innings, though he did walk 18 and strike out 26. So the Blue Claws lead at 3-0. Sorry, the Blue Claws trail at 3-0, but they will take a shot now against the Cyclone bullpen. Stevenson makes his second appearance of the series. He threw 2/3 of an inning and got 2 outs with no base runners allowed back on Tuesday. So he's fresh. He's allowed 8 runs in 6 2/3 innings. Though to be fair, 6 of them were in 1 inning at Bowling Green on May 15th. Arnold is a right-handed batter. Fergus leads off first. Pitches outside. Fastball at 93 miles an hour. And the count is 1 ball and no strikes. Stevenson was drafted by the Reds, pitched in High A Dayton in 2022. High A Greensboro with the Pirates in 2023, and now in the Mets system. And the 1-0 fastball, that's in there for a strike to Arnold. And the count is 1-1. Became a free agent in November, signed with the Mets back on May 6th, and he misses down and outside there to Zach Arnold. And the count is 2 balls and 1 strike. Two and one count, throw to first, and Fergus dives back in. Warming up in the bullpen for Jersey Shore is left-hander Benoni Robles, and he will come on for Fosnot in the sixth. Braden gave up 2 homers today. 2-1 on Arnold. Fergus goes, swinging a miss. Throw to second is a little high, not in time. And Fergus dives in head first with his 9th stolen base of the season. That might have been a hit and run. 2-1 pitch. Arnold missed it. And the throw by Pranjit was a little bit late and a little bit high. For Cade Fergus, as we said, his 9th of the year, first since May 23rd, and his 29th career stolen base. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Slider got him, strike 3. First strikeout for Jake Stevenson, and the second out here in the 5th inning, and that'll bring up Troy Schreffler, the left fielder who grounded out to short his first time up. That Clearwater game just ended. They lose 7-3 to Lakeland, so they're one up now on Lakeland. 15 games to go. Lakeland won 4 out of 6 at Bay Care Ballpark this week. Here's Schreffler. Fastball fouled off to the right out of play. And McCow, nothing and 1. The Asheville-Greensboro game is still in a rain delay. They were supposed to start actually at 1:05, same time as this game. And who knows when they're going to play. This is the last meeting of the first half between the two teams, so they're going to wait it out a lot longer than you would normally. Swing and a miss by Schreffler. Ball in the dirt, kicks away from Pregent. Down to third goes Fergus. But now they're 2 minutes away as he advances to third base on the wild pitch. 0-2 on Troy. Grab it out the short bank in inning number three. Luklaus up three, down 3-0. Excuse me. Brooklyn up 3-0. Jersey Shore down 3. Bats bottom of the fifth with two out. And the 0-2 is inside out and foul. Lifted off to the right. And that'll make the first base party deck and carom down to the seats below. No balls, two strikes on Troy Schreffler. If Greensboro doesn't play that game today and gets rained out, it would not be made up, which would make the tiebreaker then irrelevant. Schreffler lays off a breaking ball and the count 1-2 because Luklaus would be on track to play 66 games in the first half and Greensboro only 65. Believe it or not, the game Tuesday, Blue Claws and Grasshoppers from First National Bank Field, is the first Greensboro game against the Northern Division all year. Schreffler takes, and he's out looking on the outside corner, breaking ball, and that retires the set. No runs, no hits, a walk, and one left. We have played 5 innings. Blue Claws down 3-0 on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News and World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
New pitcher for Jersey Shore's left-hander, Benoni Robles. And he'll face Chris Suero, Mateo Gil, and Christian Pregent. 6, 7, and 8 as we head to the top half of the sixth inning. Braden Fosnacht comes out after 5 innings for Jersey Shore. Gives up 3 runs, all earned on 5 hits. He walked 2, struck out 6. Solid day. The problem was 2 of the 5 hits were home runs. 3-0 Brooklyn as Suero leads off. Man, that one down and outside. Suero, a really fun story. Grew up in the Bronx, went to All Hallows High School for a year, and then his family moved back to the Dominican Republic, and he became an international free agent, and when he turned 18, he signed with the Mets 2 years ago, swinging a miss, fastball 1-1, but he still has family in New York. When he came to Brooklyn, something like 30 or 40 family members, they said, on hand for his first game in New York since he had played at All Hallows. Now, Suero calls time, and they're going to get him some spray. I guess his batting gloves were a little slippery or whatever. A little spray, and he will step back into the right-handed batter's box. Really cool story. Benoni Robles, the new pitcher for Jersey Shore. Call the bullpen brought to you by Provident Bank. Whether you want to save for retirement, a checking account, some robust benefits, or a custom loan for your small business, Provident Bank is committed to making it happen, and that's a commitment you can count on. Pitch by the big left-hander inside, 2-1. Learn more at Providence.bank. Robles, 6'4", 185 pound, 23-year-old. from San Pedro de Macorís, the Dominican Republic. Been in the Dodgers system until Phillies got him for Connor Brogdon back on April the 6th. Lifted in the air to right field by Suero. Coming on Fergus. He's there. Sunglasses on and makes the catch. It's overcast right now. You don't necessarily need the sunglasses, but it's obviously it's a day game, so a lot of guys are going to wear them anyway. But it's not as bright as it was the last couple of days when I don't think these are really the first clouds that we've even seen here since about Thursday. Last 2 days, just glorious days. Here's Mateo Gil with one out and nobody on. And that one down and inside. So Robles with the Blue Claws. 8 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs. He has walked 4 and he struck out 11. Last year he pitched for Great Lakes in the Dodgers system. That's in Michigan, in the Midwest League. And had 12 saves and a 3.86 ERA. 1-0. Fly ball hit well deep to left field by Gil. That one's way back, and that's gone, a home run. Mateo Gil, a line drive over the left field wall, his third home run of the season, and the Cyclones' third home run of the afternoon, and Brooklyn now leads it 4-0. Now, this ballpark has turned into McCormick Field in Asheville today. For whatever the reason, a 3-home run game for Brooklyn. Consuegra hit his 7th, Lara hit his 2nd, and Gil hit his 3rd. And Brooklyn leads it 4-0 here, top half of the 6th inning. First time the Blue Claws have allowed 3 home runs in a game this season. Here's Christian Pregent, and he lines one foul back out of play. And that's the first home run allowed as a Blue Claw by Robles. He did give up one back in on May 4th in a tune-up appearance with the FCL Phillies. But that's his first home run allowed as a Blue Claw. So 4-0 Cyclones. And that one down and inside for a ball. We're going to do a little digging for you, trying to figure out the last time Blue Claws gave up 3 home runs in a game here. And that one a little bit low, and the count is 2 balls and no strikes. I know it's something that does not happen often. That we can say for sure. And that one skips back to the screen, and it's 3-1 on Christian Pregent. It's the last time it happened was July 6th of last year. Hudson Valley did it in a game they won 5-4. 3-1, that's on the outside corner. Rafael Flores, Gabe Richardson, and Moises Cabrera in that ball game. Since the Blue Claws became a high-A affiliate, the most they've ever given up in a game here is 6 home runs. That one down and inside, ball 4. So a walk to Pregent. He's at first with 1 out. That'll bring up Karell Pons. And that game was actually against Brooklyn. Cyclones won 14-5 on July 27th of 2021. Ronnie Mauricio hit 2. And then Luis Gonzalez hit 1. Jeremy Vasquez hit 1. And Edgardo Fermin hit 2. Fastball strike. Aiden Anderson gave up 4 of those home runs. And Jonathan Hughes gave up the other 2. But since the beginning of the 2022 season, this is only the 3rd time the Blue Claws have given up 3 home runs in a game here. And that was inside for a ball. Now the count 1-1 on Karell Pons. So 4-0 Brooklyn. 3 of their 6 hits have been home runs. Fastball grounded down first and just foul. Past Pineda, but foul by about a foot. 102 miles an hour off the bat on that one. But just foul. the six home runs the Blue Claws gave up, in fact, on July 27th, 2021. That's the most they've ever given up in a game here. Brooklyn hit four home runs on that and on that occasion, and then they also hit four home runs in this ballpark on June 1st, 2021. One by Ronnie Maurice, or one by Brett Beatty, one by Francisco Alvarez, one by Joe Genord, and one by Adrian Hernandez. 1-2 on Paz. And it's a grounder right side. That's through into right field for a base hit. Pregent goes to second. He'll stop there as Fergus fires it in. And it gets over the head of Bergoglio, but Arnold backpedals to keep it in front of him behind the bag, and Pregent stays at second. So a single for Paz, who's 2-for-3. And that brings up Nick Morabito, the left fielder. Alvarez that year, he was the Mets' top prospect that year, but they had Beatty, they had Mauricio, they had a really good team. They had a really good offense. Alvarez that year actually hit 8 home runs against the Blue Claws, the most ever by a Blue Claws opponent. One out, top 6. Cyclones up 4-0. And Robles from the belt. And the pitch on the way, that is over but low. And it's 1-0. 3 home runs today for Brooklyn, though. Lara in the 4th, Consuegra in the 5th, and Mateo Gil here in the 7th. Here in the 6th. So Brooklyn leads it 4-0. Robles from the stretch, and the pitch inside. And it's 2-0. And Alejandro Pineda, the first baseman, and Andrick Nava, the catcher, go out to talk to Benoni Robles, the left-hander. Blue Claws have not yet gotten anybody up in the bullpen, but that could be coming at some point soon. Robles has thrown now 17 pitches, only 8. The Asheville game has been rained out, and I believe that game will officially be listed as canceled. Yes, it has been canceled. It's the last meeting of the half between the two teams. So that kind of changes the dynamic a little bit for the Blue Claws, because essentially it will eliminate the tiebreaker with Greensboro 2-0. That's way outside off the mid of Nava back towards the screen, and the runners move up on a wild pitch. Glanced off Nava's mitt, but it was way up and outside. Blue Claws have to bring the infield in here, down 4-0. Still only 1 out of the inning. And the 3-0, that's high, ball 4. So Morabito walks, and I think they're going to have to get somebody up in the bullpen now. After a flyout by Suero, home run, walk, single walk against Benoni Robles. And here comes the pitching coach, Brad Bergeson. Blue Claws Baseball brought to you by Camping World. Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Great deals and a wide selection of RVs as part of America's top RV network. Camping World is on Route 9 in Lakewood or campingworld.com. Blue Claws Baseball also brought to you by Coca-Cola. Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. It's energy you want and taste you love. So because Greensboro is now only going to play 65 games in the first half compared to the Blue Claws 66, assuming everybody gets every other game in the rest of the way, that will eliminate the tiebreaker, because the two teams can't tie. Can't tie if you don't play the same amount of games. Essentially, Blue Claws win today, and that's going to be tough from here. But if they do, they'll be a half game out. And if they do not, they'll be a game and a half out going down to Greensboro this week. Here's Nick LaRusso, and the first pitch, a fastball strike. If they're a game and a half out, I would say if you split the series, you're alive. And if you're a game and a half out and you lose 4-6, then you're 3.5 out, 9 to play. Now, obviously, that's deep trouble. 0-1, swing and a miss, and the count 0-2. Laclosse will come home on June 11th and play Wilmington, a team they already swept in a six-game series this year. Bases loaded, one out. Cyclones 4-0, top half of the sixth. Robles out of the stretch. And here's the pitch. And a high pop-up, not deep, into shallow right. Out goes Kemp. In comes Fergus. It's Fergus who makes the call and the catch. Pregent at third. A slow runner has to stay put. And that's a huge out for Benoni Robles as he gets La Russa to fly to Fergus in right field. And that's out number two. The runners have the hole. That'll bring up Lugo, the shortstop, who is 0 for 3. Lugo, the batter, bases loaded, and he takes a strike. If Robles can get Lugo here, that'll feel like a huge win. But a base hit would really blow this thing open and put the Blue Claws behind the eight ball, more so than they even are now at 4-0 down. Two out, top six. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a foul tip held by Nava, strike two. So between innings, they're going to do the dog owner race. So all these dogs are in the first base dugout. This inning has gone on for 15 minutes. Sends all these guys to the plate. Hopefully the dogs have been well behaved. Here's the 0-2. And it's high and outside. One ball, two strikes. I hope the dogs have been well behaved. Obviously, none of them ran onto the field or anything. One and two on Lugo. Robles from the belt. And here's the pitch. It's in the dirt. Kicks up the line a little bit. Nava blocks it. Stays close enough to him. Pregent has to stay put at third. Two and two on William Lugo. Robles out of the stretch. Long hold. Here's the pitch. On the outside corner. Got him looking. Strike three. 93 right in the back from Robles gets Lugo and strands the bases loaded. So the Blue Claws are hanging in. They're going to have to do something offensively, but still in the ballgame. One run, one hit, and three left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth, 4-0 Brooklyn on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Willie Bergoya will lead it off here for Jersey Shore against right-hander Jake Stevenson. Stevenson in for Cade Morris, 4-3, no runs, two hits, one walk, three strikeouts. And Stevenson faced two batters in the fifth. He struck out both Zach Arnold and Troy Schreffler to end the inning. Here's Bergoya, first pitch, and that's in there for a strike. Blue Claws have a lefty up in the bullpen. So one inning and out for Benoni Robles, who allowed one run on two hits with two walks and threw 28 pitches. Only 14 strikes. Breaking ball, that's high and outside. And it's one ball, one strike on William Bergoglio. William 0 for 2 today. Had two hits last night at 239 on the season. Now that's outside. But when the Blue Claws came home to start a series with Bowling Green on April 30th, Bergoglio was hitting 145. So in the last month and a couple of days, he's raised his average almost 100 points. And time called before the pitch. Ball got loose from the Blue Claws bullpen. Orlando Munoz, the first base coach, goes out to grab it. Blue Claws in their Sunday yellows, the sleeveless jerseys. They wear red sleeves, mostly long today underneath. And Bergoglio bounces one foul softly at home plate. And the count is 2-2. If you're just joining us, Blue Claws came into the day one game in back of first place Greensboro in the SAL North. But Greensboro rained out in Asheville. So the Blue Claws, if they lose, will be a game and a half out. If they win, a half game out when they open a series there on Tuesday. Liner back to the middle by Bergoglio, but it's Lugo moving to his left behind the bag to snag it in. Sidearms to first to get him for out number one. Hit hard. Good play by Lugo. It was a really good shortstop. We've seen him play short and third in this series. He's a really solid and slick defensive player. Here's Otto Kemp, who is 0 for 2. 4-0 Cyclones. They've hit three home runs today, and another ball got loose from the bullpen. I believe that is Andrew Walling who's throwing. And Kemp swings and misses, and it's count nothing and one. Blue Claws have been held to just two hits. It's funny how this works. Yesterday they had 15 of them. Yesterday they got their second hit on the fourth batter of the game, and they have just two hits today. There's a strike to Kemp, and the count nothing and one as they bat with one out, bottom of the sixth. That, as they say, is baseball. 0-2 on Kemp, and he rolls it foul behind the plate. Out of town scoreboard brought to you by Insurance Office of America, IOA. They insure businesses in our area for property, general liability, business, auto, workers' compensation, and employee benefits. For personal service, call and ask for Larry DePalma, 732-751-2900, 732-751-2900. Popped up foul by Kemp right side. Down the line, pause over the first baseman. Suero back, comes out of play about six rows. And it's 0-2 still on Kemp. Phillies in action at 7-10 against St. Louis. Taiwan Walker on the mound. Lehigh Valley has a 6-4 lead over Columbus today. They're out in Ohio, bottom of the fifth. They scored four runs in the first inning. David Buchanan went 4 2/3 innings, six hits and four runs. David Dahl, Wes Wilson, Aramis Garcia, and Angel Quiroz all have homers for the Iron Pigs today. As Kemp takes them all. Reading is in Hartford, and they have a 2-1 lead on the Yard Goats. That game is in the top of the seventh inning. Christian Hernandez now in for Robinson Pino, went 5 2/3, five hits, one run. Kemp takes high, 2-2. Marcus Lee Sanga hit for Reading. Caleb Ricketts, Carlos De La Cruz, Ethan Wilson, and Casey Martin. Martin playing center field today. Former Blue Claws with hits today for the fight. Swing and a miss. Kemp chases a slider, and that's strike three. Three strikeouts for Jake Stevenson. And Clearwater lost today 7-3 to Lakeland. Threshers one game up on Lakeland with 15 to play in their race in the SAL West. Tomorrow is opening day of the Dominican Summer League. As Pineda takes a strike of the count, nothing and one. Phillies have two teams, red and white. Red team is going to go visit Colorado, and the white team will host. Breaking ball misses outside. They'll host Arizona, one of the Arizona teams at the Phillies' beautiful complex down there. And the FCL Phillies, stateside, in action tomorrow. Swing and a miss by Pineda, ball in the dirt, and a count 1-2. They are 11-10 to start the year, won three of their last four games. They'll play the FCL Yankees 12 o'clock in Clearwater. Andrew Walling warming. He'll pitch the seventh. Blue Claws down 4-0. Here to Brooklyn, bottom of the sixth. Now lost, though, they're a game and a half out when they go to Greensboro on Tuesday. Greensboro will be playing their first series against the team from the Northern Division, a division, by the way, which they are not only competing in, but lead. As Pineda chases one outside, swing and a miss, strike three. And the inning is over. 1-2-3 go the Blue Claws. Head to the seventh here in Shorttown. 4-0 Cyclones, Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shorttown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shorttown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Andrew Walling takes over, seventh inning for Jersey Shore, and the Blue Claws trailing Brooklyn here 4-0. Benoni Robles went one inning, allowed one run on two hits. He walked two and struck out one, gave him a home run to Mateo Gil, which has extended Brooklyn's lead to 4-0. Here's Walling, the left-hander from Vancouver, Washington, on to throw here for Jersey Shore. The first pitch, a slider. And it misses outside. And the count, one ball, no strikes. Walling had a great run with the Blue Claws last year. 3.24 ERA, 27 strikeouts and 3 walks in 16 and 2/3 innings. Fastball high. And it's 2-0. This year he's allowed 4 runs in 20 innings. 1.8 ERA, 3-0. The problem, the walks, 15 of them to go along with 25 strikeouts. So, and that one on the outside corner, 2-1. As soon as he cuts the walks down, he'll probably be in Redding. His stuff is really good. He's especially difficult on left-handed hitters, although he was better against lefties last year than this year for whatever the reason. Still early. There's a strike on the outside corner with a count 2-2. You know, just tough when you're walking. He's walking almost 7 batters per 9. It's tough to live that way, but he's only given up 9 hits. That's in the dirt, blocked by Nava. And it's full on Stanley Consuegra. Consuegra with one of the 3 Brooklyn home runs today. A solo shot back in the 5th. Since the beginning of last year, it's only the 2nd time the Blue Claws have allowed 3 home runs in a game here at Shorttown Ballpark. 3-2 pitch inside, ball 4. Another walk by Walling, his 16th walk in 20 innings this season. Here's Wilfredo Lara. And Walling tosses over to first base. Walling left-hander, Well, the Oregon State first, and that's outside for a ball. The Northeast Oklahoma Junior College, and then from there went to Mississippi State, where he finished out his career. Played in the MLB Draft League. Swing and a miss. Actually, so did Braden Faust on today's Blue Claw starter. Braden for Trenton and Walling from Williamsport. One and one on Wilfredo Lara. And he hits a grounder off third and through into left field between Arnold and Bergoya. And a base hit. Consuegra goes to second. And Lara's aboard at first with a single. That'll bring up Chris Suero, the first baseman. So Jersey Shore here. Really ill afford to let this game get any farther away from them right now at 4-0. Speaking of Mississippi State, Walling's alma mater, and that one is in there for a strike. They're playing an elimination game today, right now, in fact, against St. John's in Virginia, and they are winning 9-4. Bouncer to third. Arnold Field steps on third. Plants throws to first in time. Double play. Nicely done. Zach Arnold, a 5-5-3 DP. Two down. Wasn't hit close enough to the bag where you could think about trying to turn three. So Arnold does the next best thing. He gets the lead runner. And then the batter. 5-5-3 double play. Two men down. Lara goes to second base. And here is Mateo Gill. Big lead off of second for Lara. And Walling misses high and outside. Mississippi State beat St. John's in their first game 5-2. Then they lost to Virginia in the winner's bracket. And now they play St. John's in the loser's bracket, who had beaten Penn yesterday in 12 innings. And then if they win today, they'll play Virginia later tonight for a spot in the Super Regional. That one is outside. 2-0 on Mateo Gill. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. And that's in the dirt. Kicks away from Nava. Back over by the Blue Claws on deck circle. Big turn at third by Lara. And he stops there. Wild pitch. So a runner at third with two out. We're at the top of the seventh inning, and the Blue Claws trailing it by a score of 4-0. Here's the 3-0. That's at the knees. Fastball strike. And the count 3-1. Blue Claws in the bottom of the seventh will face a new pitcher. Righty up for Brooklyn. Nava, Mendez, and Boyd. Here's the 3-1, and that's a strike on the outside corner. So 3-2 here on Mateo Gill, who homered back in the sixth inning. That was off of Robles. And the pitch is popped up foul. Gill's father, Benji Gill, longtime big league infielder, coached the Angels for a little while under Joe Madden, and then was, and others, and was also the manager of Mexico in the World Baseball Classic last year. 3-2 pitch, rolled up third and foul. Count still 3-2. Cyclones lead it 4-0. After the game, they'll head 65 miles back up on Oconee Island, across a couple of bridges, and then they will play Aberdeen there this week. popped him up behind the plate towards us. That'll get out of play. Nava gives it a look, and it's about three rows back. It hits somebody who was trying to cross over an older gentleman down beneath us. And hopefully that person is okay. They're trying to get out of the way by crawling over somebody when they got hit. And the 3-2 is bounced up third, and that goes foul. And the count remains 3 balls and 2 strikes on Mateo Gil. Wally looking for the strikeout. Charles King getting up in the bullpen. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball got him. Strike three. First strikeout for Wally. No runs, one hit, and one left at third. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Stretch time. Blue Claws down 4-0. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News and World Report for our pediatric care in urology system-wide and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/children's health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Jimmy Loper, the new pitcher for Brooklyn. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning, and the Blue Claws trail at 4-0. They'll have Enric Nava, Henry Mendez, and Amarian Boyd. Jake Stevenson in line for the win, retires all five batters he faces over an inning and two thirds, and he struck out 4. Jersey Shore has allowed 3 homers in this ball game. They trail 4-0 as Loper takes over his 5th Brooklyn appearance. 5 runs on 4 hits in 4 innings, 5 walks, 6 strikeouts. And began the year with St. Lucie in the Florida State League. Here's Nava, breaking ball strike, where he gave up 4 runs in 14 innings. Loper, 24-year-old, born in Honolulu, went to Duke. 16th round pick in 2022 by the Mets. Breaking ball grounded to second softly by Nava. Picked up by Gill, and he throws Nava out at first base. And you might have heard a little ovation there. That was for a woman who had gotten hit by a foul ball. She was okay, and they brought her up. They weren't applauding Nava's soft grounder to second. Henry Mendez loops one foul down third at a play. And McCown, nothing and one on Henry. Charles King is going to come on for the Blue Claws and pitch in the seventh. Much going on today. Claws down 4-0. That one down and inside to Mendez, and the count is 1-1. The Blue Claws do not win today. There'll be a game and a half back when they go to Greensboro this week. And the 1-1, fastball high. If they were to split, come back a game and a half, that's doable. Game and a half with 9 to play, but they can't go down there and lose 4 out of 6. They'd be 3.5 out with 9 to play. Mendez hits a bouncer to second. Gill is there, plays the hop, throws the first in time. And that's 2 down. Now I don't know what they're cheering for over there on section to our left down below. At least they're happy about something, because there hasn't been much else to cheer about today. Here's Amari and Boyd. If you're wondering, the Blue Claws have been shut out as Boyd takes high and tight, one ball, no strikes, five times this year, most recently May 23rd at Aberdeen. Held to just two hits so far, bottom of the seventh. And Loper's pitch is popped up a mile high by Boyd, third base side. LaRusso foul ground, has room on the grass near the coaching box, makes the catch. Boyd is retired, and so are the Blue Claws in the seventh. 1-2-3 inning for Jimmy Loper. We go to the eighth, and it's 4-0 Cyclones on Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Charles King takes over for the Blue Claws. We go to the top of the eighth. Christian Fredgen, Karel Paz, and Nick Morabito. 8-9-1 for Brooklyn against King. Andrew Walling went one inning, allowed no runs on one hit, one walk, and had one strikeout. So here's the man they call Chuck. Right-hander from TCU. First pitch is bounce foul at home plate. And the count is nothing in one. 6'5 right-hander is King, who spent 2 years as a biomechanical analyst in the Padres system. Grounder back over the mound. It hits second base and bounces past Camp into shallow left field. So Christian Prejean has a single. The left fielder Schreffler in to pick it up. Just a tough break there for King and the Blue Claws. Nothing he could do about it. Kemp was playing deep, and he couldn't get that before it hit the base and glanced to left field. So base hit for Prejean. And he has now been on base four times. Once on an error, twice on walks, and now on a single. And that's the ninth hit of the game for the Cyclones. Here's Karel Paz, left-handed batter, and the pitch by King, a fastball, and a strike on the outside corner. And the count, nothing and one. Blue Claws down 4-0. They have six outs to play with. If they can somehow rally, they only have two hits so far today, but if they could ever rally, they'd be a half game behind Greensboro. Fastball, strike going to. If not, then they would be a game and a half out. They'll be in Greensboro starting Tuesday. Mitch Newborn, by the way, is going to start that game. He was added to the roster yesterday from AA Reading. Mitch, you remember, had a good year with the Blue Claws last season. And the 0-2, sky to the air to shallow left. Schreffler camps underneath it and makes the catch. Back to first goes Prejean, one away. So King spent 2 years as a biomechanical pitching analyst in the Padres system. and he got a biology degree from TCU, and just said he, you know, he found it hard to try to found it hard to get a job in what you would consider traditional biology. And a slider in there for a strike, but he saw some jobs posted about, I guess we'll for our term, we'll call it baseball biology. So he ends up applying, gets a job with the Padres, does it for 2 years. 0-1 on Morabito, that's way outside. And the count is one ball and one strike. And still has not kind of satisfied his itches to get out there on the mound. So he ends up going to Driveline. That's outside, a slider, the count 2-1 in Scottsdale in the winter, 2023 into 2024. And had a great winter working out there. Got up to 97 in a bullpen session for scouts at Driveline, and the Phillies signed him. He made his professional debut and got a save, in fact, in the second game of the season back on April the 6th. 2-1 pitch, that's on the outside corner at 96 miles an hour. Fastball from King. And the count is 2-2. Said he threw a kind of fastball slider change in college. Now he throws a sweeper and a splitter. And that's the sweeper that's outside. 3-2 on Nick Morabito, who has one hit and 3 at-bats today, plus a walk. Morabito steps out and steps back in now to face King. Morabito only 21. He just turned it last month. Line foul up first and off the top of the net, skips into the seats. And McCown full at 3-2. 4-0 Brooklyn in the eighth. King said the turning point for him actually was kind of bizarre. They were in Lake Elsinore. That's where the Padres have their low-A team, in the California League last year in May. And runner has a huge jump, just walks into second, and he won't get a stolen base because King misses low with a fastball, so it's ball four. So Pregent, who is very slow, King wasn't paying any attention to him, and he could have walked into second base, but the pitch was ball four. So Morabito takes first, and Brooklyn has two on with one out. Kind of the funny turning point for King, believe it or not, was some kind of accident in the clubhouse in Lake Elsinore. The dryer, electrical wire, spark, whatever. Well, the dryer exploded, caused significant damage to the whole clubhouse. Fastball outside, 1-0 on Nick LaRusso. So Lake Elsinore had to cancel three games Friday, Saturday, Sunday because this dryer exploded in the clubhouse. So, you know, the guys go their separate ways. They gather again on Sunday to loosen up, get ready for the road trip. Pitchers can throw a little bit on the mound in the afternoon. Slider is outside of the count, 2 balls, no strikes. And King had set up all the equipment, and he had been doing a lot of the exercises and workouts and analysis on himself that he had been using to teach the young Padres pitchers. 2-0 on LaRusso. And that's a fastball strike of the East, 96 miles an hour, 2-1. And you know, he hadn't really thrown competitively at this point in 2 years since his college career ended in 2021 at TCU. But he felt really good, just kind of goofing around, got on the mound. Fastball strike zipped over the outside corner again at 96. And the count 2-2. Got on the mound, started throwing, and he got up to 93, 94. And he's like, huh, you know, maybe I can still do this. And kind of kept up with the work in the rest of the season. When the season was over, he left the Padres, went the Driveline, now with the Phils. Here's the 2-2, another fastball, and that's a little low. Ball 3-2. But it's really an amazing story. I know he has spoken to Beth Greenwood, who's the Phillies, or the Blue Claws development coach, who's on the staff here. She got into the Philly system as a fellow in their biomechanical department. Fastball, high ball, 4. So back-to-back walks by King loads the bases. And Brooklyn now a hit away from really blowing this game wide open. They've been knocking on the door the whole day. In fact, they've already left 10 men on base. No, sorry, 9 men on base today. They're 0 for 11 with runners in scoring position. They just happen to have hit 3 solo home runs. and scored another run on a double steal. That's how they have their four runs as they batted the top half of the eighth inning. So they've had a lot of chances. They just have not yet been able to capitalize on those. Cyclones lead it 4-0, but one base hit here by Lugo, or the on-deck batter Consuegra, pushing this thing out to 6 or 7, and that might well do it. So Kate throwing hard. But two straight walks, fastball. There's a strike again, 96. And the count is 0-1 on Lugo. Right-handed batter, 6 for his last 36 and down at .163 on the season. Struck out twice today. Another fastball swing and a miss. It does feel like King is relying heavily on the fastball today. Doesn't have his feel for the sweeper or the splitter. It says 1-1. I think it's 0-2 on Lugo. And a liner towards left center field. That's down for a base hit. Morabito scores after Pregent comes in front of him. On to third goes LaRusso. The throw there is not in time. And down to second on the throw is William Lugo, who has himself a two-run single. And Brooklyn now a 6-0 lead. Fastball just right down Broadway from King. It was hard at 96, but just right in the middle of the zone. And a two-run single for Lugo to drive in his 20th and 21st runs of the season. And that really blows this game open. Blue Claws now down 6-0, and they bring the infield in. There's still only one out. And a sweeper there is outside. One ball, no strikes. Danny Wilkinson is warming up in the bullpen for Jersey Shore. The left-hander will start throwing. And King deals. High pop-up in the shallow left field. Bergoya going out. Schreffler, long run in. He can't get it. It drops in, a base hit. One run scores. To third base goes Lugo. Consuegra, a bloop RBI single. And it's 7-0 Cyclone. Blue Claws had no choice there but to bring the infield in, but it cost them. That would have been an out if the infield was playing back and Bergoya was able to, you know, retreat from the back of the infield dirt instead of the front of it. But they had no choice. I mean, they had to play the infield in. Consuegra had the solo home run in the fifth inning. It's the RBI single here, and it's now 7-0. Three runs home in the inning for Brooklyn. They still have runners at first and third with only one out. And the pitch is a fastball outside to to Wilfredo Lara. And the count is 1-1 and no strikes. So Brooklyn up 7-0. And frankly, they've been threatening to blow this game open a few times. Fastball called strike. And the count is 1-1. These last two hits by Lugo and Consuegra, their first two hits with runners in scoring position all day. And the 1-1. Broken bat, liner off the mitt of King, bounces to Kemp at second, who steps on the bag and throws the first for the double play. So that glanced off King, but it didn't bounce off King. And it's a 1-4-3 DP to retire the Sun. But Brooklyn scores three runs to blow it wide open. Three hits, no errors. And one left. We go to the bottom of the 7-0 Cyclones on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts.
with the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Cade Fergus leading it off here for Jersey Shore as we're at the bottom of the eighth inning. It's been all Brooklyn now, 7-0. Seven runs, 11 hits, and no errors. And for Jersey Shore, no runs, two hits, and one error. Fergus is 0-4-1. Strike out and a walk, and he takes that one from Jimmy Looper in there for a strike. And the count, nothing, and one. So a big day for Brooklyn. They've already hit three homers. Lugo and Consuegra with two RBIs apiece. Bouncer foul up third, nothing in two. Consuegra, Lara, and Gill have the home runs for the Cyclones, who, barring a collapse, will split this six-game series with Jersey Shore. Buchlaus will be off to Greensboro this week. Lehigh Valley, a 7-4 lead in the seventh inning against Columbus in Ohio today. Here's the 0-2 from Loper, fouled off first base set. Reading has given up their lead. They're up 2-1. They now trail 4-2. They're in Hartford. Hartford scored three runs in the bottom of the seventh inning off Christian Hernandez. And the Yard Goats lead that game 4-2. 0-2 on Fergus, and he takes curveball low. One ball and two strikes. Tristan Garnett got one out, and then Tommy McCollum is now in the game. That game is now in the bottom of the eighth. Reading will need two runs in the ninth. 1-2 pitch, curveball and low, 2-2. And Clearwater, as we said, lost earlier today, 7-3 to Lakeland. Threshers are still 34-17, best record in minor league baseball, but Lakeland one game behind them. With 15 to go, pitch outside, 3-2. Lakeland will, or Clearwater rather, had a chance to get to push their lead to 3 with a win today. That would have made life a little bit easier. There's the 3-2 pitch. That's in the dirt, ball 4. So Fergus works the leadoff walk at bat, and he's aboard with nobody out for Zach Arnold. The Threshers will play Bradenton this week, who's 21-30. And then the week after that, they play Tampa, the Yankee affiliate, who's 19-32. And then they'll finish the first half with three games at Jupiter, who's three games over 500. But the next 12 games are against the two teams with the worst record of the FSL West. There's Arnold, and he hits a high pop-up right side. Gill, the second baseman, over. The first baseman is there, too, and that's Suero, who makes the catch. And that is out number one. So Arnold now is 0-3 after popping out to first. And that'll bring up left fielder Troy Schreffler. Grounded out to short and struck out looking. And his first two times up. 7-0 Brooklyn. Bottom of the eighth. Luklaus have two hits today. Last night they had 15, a season high. Schreffler big, cut and a miss. Had a fastball. The count, nothing at one. Benny Wilkinson ready to go in the bullpen. He'll pitch the ninth for the Blue Claws. And time call. The umpire, Christian Arguesa, I don't think was overly thrilled. They played some music right before the pitch was supposed to come. That's okay. Honestly, we add a lot to the atmospheres of these stadiums. I don't know why it has to be golf. Here's the 0-1, fastball down the middle. I'm not saying you have to blast loud music during the pitch, but You know, they play music during an NBA game. I think it's that big a deal. Would add a little atmosphere to ballparks all over the country. That's my opinion. Schreffler lines one down the right field line. Pause, cuts over, long run, slides after it, cannot get it, but he picks it, gets to his feet, throws the second, sliding in Ferguson. They got him for the force play. Paz made a really good play. It was a tough read for Fergus. And Paz had a glance off his mitt, but it didn't bounce too far away. Fergus thought he caught it, and by the time he had to turn the jets on and go to second, Paz was up with it and had it in the air. It's a 9-6 fielder's choice, and there's one down. And the unfortunate thing is it cost Schreffler a hit. Here's Bergoglio, fastball high, and on the count, one ball and no strikes. It's funny, though, because the other day, Schreffler hit a ground ball to third that Tony and I both swore was an error, and they gave Schreffler a hit. And then he loses a hit on that, a 9-4, or a 9-6, excuse me, 9-6 fielder's choice. Fastball outside of Bergoglio, and the count is 2-0. And Bergoglio takes that one for a ball. Williams had a really nice run. 19-year-old. We weren't sure if he would be here. I wasn't sure if he would be here at the beginning of the year. He played really well for Clearwater last year, but only in 50 games. And he's young, and thought maybe they wanted to give him some more time in the Florida State League. That one in there for a strike from Loper, 2-1. But it was I don't want to say an aggressive placement, but somewhat surprising. Bergoglio thinks it's 3-1, so we have a question about the count. It says 2-1 on the board. I think Bergoglio is right. I think it's 3-1. Greg Brodzinski is going to come down and have a quick word. Yeah, I noticed that as well. I think William is right. Let's see if we can go back through. And now the two umpires are going to talk. Christian Arcueza and Shea Graham. And I don't know what they're going to come up with as far as the count is concerned. He took ball too low. I agree. I think it is 3-1. And that's what they have on the board now. So we'll go with that. Pitch from Loper inside. That should be ball 4, and it is. So good job by Bergoglio paying attention. 2-on, 2-out, and that brings up Otto Kemp, the second baseman. Kemp is 0-for-3. He is grounded out, popped out, and struck out. A rare hitless day for Otto Kemp. Came in today at 3:31 on the season. Brooklyn scored 3 runs in the top of the inning to make it 7-0. This at bat would have a much different feel. Here's a bouncer in the hole. It's short. Backhand by Lugo goes to second for the force, and that retires the side. 6-4 on the fielder's choice, and the inning is over. Luklaus, no runs, no hits. They still only have 2 hits today. No errors and 2 left on. We go to the ninth inning, and it's 7-0 Cyclones on Valley Live, Luklaus.com, and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy. Together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me. Danny Wilkinson takes over for Jersey Shore. We go to the top half of the ninth. Brooklyn 7 and the Blue Claws nothing. Barring a big comeback, Jersey Shore will be Chris Suero leads off. Blue Claws will be a game and a half back of Greensboro. They open a series down there on Tuesday. Mitch Newborn will get the start. Pitch inside to Suero, 1-0. So here's Wilkinson, the Scotch Plains High School product with the Villanova. He's 23 years old. And that one tipped foul, held by catcher Nava Ave, account 1-1. Danny's had a solid year, 13 2/3 innings, 11 hits, 5 earned runs. He's walked 9. He struck out 24. 24 of the 60 batters he's faced. Suero pops it up foul out of play. And he was a big strikeout guy last year, too. 106 strikeouts and 253 batters. That was with Clearwater, where he had a 4.45 earned run average for the Threshers. Winded blowing out towards center. 3 homers for Brooklyn Day, though I wouldn't say that any of them were wind-aided per se. They all would have gone out. That one is high, 2-2 on Suero. Lara homered in the 4th, Consuegra in the 5th, and Gill in the 6th. That one in the dirt, blocked by Nava, and the count is 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilkinson pitched 2 innings earlier this week on Thursday. And that one swing and a miss, chased a high fastball, strike 3. Wilkinson gets the strikeout and one away. He pitched 2 innings the other day, but it was actually 3 separate half innings. 1 out, then 3 out, and then got 2 in the next one. Here's Mateo Gill, who homered earlier, takes low on the count, 1 ball, no strikes. Wilkinson is not, you know, he's not overpowering, but, you know, he hides the ball well, and his ball must move a lot to get that that high strikeout total. Foul back into the screen by Gill, and the count is 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a fan beneath us in section 108 wearing a Blue Claws bucket crab hat with headphones on, and I wonder if he's listening to today's game. We're going to find out and see if he turns around. Actually, you might be able to see him on the MILB TV feed. Yeah, he is on the MILB TV feed. About 5 or 6 rows back on the aisle there. Backwards hat on the screen. White floral shirt, headphones on. But I guess he's not listening to this game, because if he was, he would have heard me talk about him by now and would have waved or acknowledged or stood up or done something. I guess not. Curveball low from Danny, and that's ball 3. 3-2. So what is he listening to? No idea. Three and two on Gill with 1 out, none on. And a grounder to Bergoya at short. Up with it, fires the first in time. 2 away. That'll bring up Christian Pregin, the catcher, who has walked twice, singled, and reached on an error. He's been on base 4 times. McClaws had 15 hits yesterday, 2 today. And the curveball misses low. And the 1-0 fouled back into the screen. Fewest hits the Blue Claws have in a game this year is 3, April 12th at Hickory. So this could be their lowest hit output of 2024. 1-1 on Pregent, and that one fouled back out of play. And the count is 1-2. Both series between the two teams this year. Jersey Shore had a chance to win it with a win on Sunday. That one is low. 2-2. The first time back on April 21st, they also lost Saturday, but still led the series 3-2 going into the Sunday game and lost 5-2. This series 3-2, but are down 7-0. Liner in the left center over Bergoya's head. Base hit. Schreffler to his left scoops it up. And Christian Pregin, who came into the day, 7-for-52. Is 2-for-3 with two walks. And that brings up Karell Pons. So Wilkinson ready. First pitch to Pons is outside corner for a call strike. So we're going to take one more shot at the young man in section 108 in the sixth row on the aisle wearing a backwards Blue Claws bucket crab cap and headphones. See if he's listening to this game. Here's a high fly ball by Pons in the right field. Fergus going back, and he's there to make the catch for the out. And that retires the Sun. No runs on one hit and one left. 7-0 Brooklyn as we go to bottom of the ninth on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV. Nah.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Leandro Pineda, Enric Nava, Henry Mendez, 3-4-5 for Jersey Shore. Little bat here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Blue Claws down 7-0, and Brooklyn will go to the bullpen and bring on Brett Banks. His second appearance of the series. So Cyclones likely going to wrap this up. And that would give them a split of the week. Blue Claws would be a little disappointed with that, especially after they won the last two games in somewhat emphatic fashion, especially last night, as Pineda is jammed, bounces and foul up. Third of the count, nothing and one. Brett Banks, a 22-year-old right-hander from UNC Wilmington. He's from Garner, North Carolina. 11th-round pick in 2023 by the Mets. Pineda left him with an open stance, takes inside, 1-1. 2-0 with a 3.4 ERA with Brooklyn. 10 innings, 10 and a third innings, 6 hits, 4 runs, 6 walks, 10 strikeouts. Gave up 1 run in 3 innings with Loe St. Lucie before coming to Brooklyn back on April the 16th. And Pineda, good rip, fouls that one back. Now the count is 1-2. Banks pitched on Wednesday and threw a scoreless ninth inning to earn the save, which was his second save of the season. Had one for St. Lucie back on April the 10th. Pineda at 3.09 on the year. 1-for-3 today. One of the two Blue Claws hits, which was a two-out double in the first inning. He takes that one a little bit low, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pineda and Rickson Wingrove are the only two Blue Claws with four hits and four RBIs in a game since the Blue Claws became a high A affiliate 3 years ago. Here's a fly ball hit well out of the center. Going back on it, Kunstweger still back toward the track. Back pedals in front of the track. That makes the grab. Bennett hit it well, but Kunstweger backs up to reel it in. 97 off the bat, and one away. The only other Blue Claws hit in the game was Andrik Nava, who singled in the fourth, but now hold on. Brad Banks might be injured. Here comes Gilbert Gomez, the manager for Brooklyn, the pitching coach Dan McKinney, and the athletic trainer Joe Perillo. I did not see what happened to Banks there, but they were coming out immediately as Ryan Leach was walking up to pinch hit, and whatever happened, Banks is okay, I guess, because all three of them, Gomez, McKinney, Perillo, are walking back to the third base dugout. So Ryan Leach will pinch hit for Andrik Nava with the Blue Claws down 7-0 here in the ninth inning. So I don't know what they noticed with Banks, but glad that he's okay. Leach 1-for-9 on the season from Whitby, Ontario, Canada, northeast of Toronto. And that one is outside with a Marshall. And some of the Phillies a couple of years ago. One ball, no strikes on Leach. We got an at bat yesterday. And the 1-0, that's a little bit low. And have a count 2-0. Before the game, Leach had a nice conversation. Took a few pictures with Jonah Tong, the right-hander for Brooklyn, who Blue Claws knocked out of the first inning yesterday. They're both from Ontario. Here's a bouncer down third by Leach and foul. Right for about half a second there, thought he might have a two-base hit, but it just kicked foul. Two balls and one strike. So 2-1 the count here on Leach. Blue Claws down 7-0 in the ninth. Pitch by Banks, misses high. And then we count 3-1. Henry Mendez, who's 0-for-3. Is on deck. Banks out of the stretch, 3-1, foul back. Leach hit .247 in 45 games last year with Clearwater, adding 7 homers. This year he spent most of the season on the development list. He's been with the Blue Claws physically since the team flew up from Florida at the start of the season. Only been active for a few games, including this week. 3-2 on Leach, and the pitch. Fly ball hit fairly well on the right field line, but slicing fell. And out of play, that went into the first base picnic area, and the count is 3-2. Blue Claws wrapping up this homestand. And the 3-2 lined up first foul. And they'll go on the road where they have not played that well this year. They are 9-15 away from home with a team ERA of 5.15 at home, a 2.73 team ERA, 19-7. Lost today will be 19-8. Here's the 3-2 and a roller to short. To his right goes Lugo to grab it, turns and throws, gets Leach by two steps. And the Blue Claws are down to their final out. So here's Mendez, left-handed batter, fastball strike on the outside corner from Bex, and the count nothing at one. Blue Claws will be back home on June 11th to take on Wilmington, the Nationals affiliate. And 2 weeks from today, June 16th, is Father's Day. Always one of the best days of the year at the ballpark. Mendez down first, handled on a hop by Suero. He will take it himself in time. And the Blue Claws held to a season low, 2 hits in a 7-0 Sunday loss to Brooklyn. So Brooklyn takes the series finale by a final score of 7-0. They hit three home runs. Wilfredo Lara, Stanley Consuegra, and Mateo Gil. Seven runs for Brooklyn on 12 hits, no errors, no runs, two hits, and one error for Jersey Shore. The winning pitcher is Jake Stevenson. He is 3-0. And the losing pitcher is Braden Fosnott, his first loss of the season. He falls to 5-1. Blue Claws 28-23, Brooklyn 27, sorry, Blue Claws 28-23, Brooklyn 27-24. Jersey Shore will be in Greensboro this week. They're a game and a half back of the Grasshoppers, 15 to play in half number one. That'll do it for us here. Thank you so much for tuning in all week. Tony Graham as well for joining me for five of the six games this week. Brooklyn wins it 7-0 today. Team split the six-game series. Blue Claws have a chance to make this postseason, but a game and a half out, 15 to play. Doable big series in Greensboro starts on Tuesday. Craig Chambers, have a wonderful day, everybody. Thanks for listening. Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball on Valley Live, blueclaws.com, and MILB TV.